government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Up for everybody now, before I forget, on this live Tuesday, the first day of July 2008, got a big surprise guest lined up for a couple of hours on Thursday, and about 48 hours from now. Well, in exactly 48 hours from now, that'll be starting, kicking off. And we've got another big guest lined up for next week, a really big guest, so I will simply leave it at that for you. You know how I like surprises. What is not a surprise is the rapidly deteriorating economy. I've really hoped the head of the New York Business School and Joseph Stiglitz and Bob Chapman and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts were right that we're 2.5-3 years out from total depression, war in the streets. But all the indicators I've seen, just as a layman but watching this for a long time, is that it's more like a year away, year and a half away, and the Federal Reserve is doing everything it can to make it as bad as possible. And so we're going to be breaking that down in this first hour today. Then I have Mike Rivero riding shotgun with us in the second hour, Jay Koppelman from Baghdad to America. He's not a soldier that's written a book that's pro-war. He's not a soldier that's written a book that's anti-war. It's just somebody who's been over there for a few tours, and I thought it's the same publisher, Flying Horse, that put out, or Sky Horse, that put out Ventura's book. So I thought, you know, read the book, scanned over the book, thought, why not just have him on to ask him questions, and me and Rivera will do that for half the interview from 12:30 Central on to 1. Then we are going to have open phones from 1 to 2. Then we have Brian Bresson. Peterson, We Are Change Minnesota joining us. We ought to get Anthony on, too. Also, Nathan Moulton, We Are Change Calgary, the guy that does Attention Walmart Shoppers, 9-11's an inside job inside the Walmarts. Jonathan Elinoff, We Are Change Colorado, because all week long in the, well, at least in one of the hours, generally it'll be in the fourth hour, we're going to have a lot of We Are Change 9-11 Truth folks and others on the show hyping the release of Truth Rising that comes out Thursday at midnight going into Friday morning at prisonplanet.tv. And we'll be shipping out Saturday and Monday morning. So get your orders in for the DVD that'll be shipping out coming up this weekend through Monday. Be the first to get Truth Rising in super high quality on DVD. This is a gorgeous film. More than half of it we shot in, you know, high def. And then it's been res down just for regular DVD, but it just looks beautiful. It looks like film. And the rest of it's activist footage. And it is just an amazing documentary, Truth Rising. Order it now at InfoWars.com. I am so excited about this, because they may totally gut the economy, destroy the dollar, and bring us into a depression. But as long as we know that the Federal Reserve and the criminal government did this, as long as we know the private bankers controlling our government did this, as long as we know who to blame, we can make lemonade out of lemons. We can, like judo, they attack us, we use their energy against them to flop them over on their backside, pull their arm out of socket, and break a few ribs. And then as they come at us again, we can grab the other arm and dislocate that one, and this time go ahead and pop their head into the concrete if they keep attacking. Folks, we have the momentum. For the first time, the enemy is being revealed. They are still ham-fistedly moving forward, which wrecks things here on the ground, but at the same time only opens the enemy up to more of our fire. We are completely surrounded. Don't let any of the enemy escape, ladies and gentlemen. This is the final defense. Make no mistake, you are now seeing the forces line up for the final battle for this republic. You are witnessing events that have been foretold for 80 years as the Federal Reserve has wreaked havoc. This is it. Either they're going to totally take over, or we're going to discredit them, install them, and then have a fighting chance. This is it. The financial and military and police state news straight ahead. Stand by for more transmission.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I was listening to talk radio again this morning, national and local, and they were talking about how the speculators have done all this. The oil companies are completely innocent. That is the fake neocon talking point. The, quote, liberal mainline media is reporting the same fable. I mean, that's a lie in and of itself. Certainly the oil companies are a subsidiary of the private banking system that has made deals with a few regions of oil producers, and they are involved in restricting refineries and are involved in the speculation as well. But, of course, what predominates, the dominant overall factor, is dollar devaluation, as OPEC and many others have said. But you just will hear the truth nowhere, on the radio, on TV. And then another local radio show was lauding how wonderful it is that police take your blood without warrants. Now, they do that in Illinois, Ohio, other places. Here, in some areas of Texas, they just take it without a warrant on the side of the street. In other ones, they just call in warrants to police. The police do to the judge. And we've had former head of the National Bar Association, head of the Texas Bar, on a few weeks ago to break down that that's not a real warrant. Just calling in hundreds of blank warrants to take your blood in the dark. Yes, they shine a light. This is about getting you ready for forced inoculations. The cops don't even know that. Psychologically, it's to cross that line, get in your space. But listeners just clamoring about 3 out of 4. Oh, I love it. Take my blood without warrants. I love it. It's for my safety. Just begging to be raped. Begging for what comes after this. Of course, 5 years ago, they ordered 14 million first responders, police, firefighters, nurses, medical workers, doctors, janitors at facilities to there was no law. They just said you must take the smallpox. And 4,000 took it. More than 100 died. And then even the head of Health and Human Services, Tommy Thompson, refused to take it himself. And they stopped. But they still, and this has been all over the news, we told you several years before it was in the news, people couldn't believe it, that the police and firemen have trained nationwide to forcibly inoculate you in most jurisdictions. And they have roundup plans for the sports stadiums. They've hired the preachers covertly. Now it's overtly now on the news. Again, we told you a year and a half before. Now it's mainstream news. See how we always tell you things before it's in the news? Credibility level. Judge the tree by its fruits. And so there's this giant black op lined up. And so now when they announce, hey, we're going to forcibly inoculate you, the same cowards who were into being slaves, into being adult children, you know, into just being helpless little jellyfish hand in their gun cowards. And by the way, most of them call themselves conservatives that call into the station. I mean, it's just disgusting, one after another. Oh, I love it. I'll get rid of the Fourth Amendment. Oh, Fifth, too. I love it. Oh, government, I love you. Oh, keep me safe from the drunk drivers. You mean all the drunk steroid cops wrecking their motorcycles, wrecking their squad cars drunk on a daily basis? I see it in the back of papers across the country. You mean the cops killing their wives, the troops killing their wives on Prozac? Highest rates of suicide, highest rates of killing their wives and kids. You mean them? Of course, they're exempt from drug testing. Every other profession, they drug test you out the wazoo, but not the cops. You don't want to drug test them. I mean, come on, our sheriffs need to. I'd say in Texas, about half the sheriffs run drugs. About half of them been busted doing it to their subsidiaries, their wife. They're just like, but they've had the last four heads of drug interdiction have been so sloppy in Latin America for the U.S. CENTCOM, SOUTHCOM, whatever it's called. I forget. You pull it up. It's in my film. It's in the drug war film. It's in a bunch of, it's in my film, The Takeover. It's in Kevin's film, The American Drug War, where they keep busting all the heads of the military drug interdiction, their wives, their brothers running all the drugs. I mean, I'm just tired of it. You just love your criminal government. You just want them to stick a needle in you on the side of the road. And again, the cops that aren't evil, they'll still follow orders to run off a cliff. If they told cops to slit their own throats, I think they'd pull daggers out and slit them with a big fat smile on their face. It's part of the brainwashing they go through in cadet and in ongoing. I mean, just like I talked about yesterday, there in New Orleans, chief of police over the parish, the county, he went on TV, Bob Richard, and cried and said, well, the feds wouldn't let me in for 5 days to get my mama. She'd call me every day. I'd say, I'm coming, mama. I'm coming, mama. And then they wouldn't let him in. And mama died. Just, I mean, see? Somebody in a uniform above him tells him, mama gonna die. Mama gonna die. Somebody tells him, suck blood on the side of the road. He's gonna do it. Now, for some reason, the cops wouldn't take those vaccines. They got the word. Come take your special shot. Because, see, they got to have them. Oh, you got to have GPS in your squad car. Why shouldn't the public have to have GPS in all their cars to track where they're going through the local threat fusion FEMA command centers? Well, I got to have, you know, I got to have a shot. You should, too. But, see, so it's kind of weird. The police, 99%+, but that's because the doctors led the revolts. And so they didn't have the doctors and then the nurses heard about it to give the shots. That's the real reason the cops didn't take the smallpox shot. If those doctors would have done it, they'd have rolled their sleeves up and said, give me that death. Come on. I like everybody having heart attacks, just like the general idiot public. You got the HPV vaccine, live cancer virus vaccine. It's killing a bunch of people, causing autoimmune deaths, causing people to get sick, causing them blood to pour out of every orifice, causing people to be paralyzed, causing it to rot giant bleeding holes in them. It doesn't matter. Those women are taking their daughters in there so fast, and these idiots, I hear them on the news and calling into shows, and I hear them talking at the grocery store. Oh, yes, my daughter's been given a cancer cure. She'll never get cancer. Now, you jackasses. It doesn't even cover you for that supposed HPV virus. Read the insert, you mindless, stupid idiots. So stupid, you're going off the edge of a cliff. And you bet, folks, I'm mad because it's all starting to unravel. I keep hoping our prognosis is wrong. I keep hoping that things aren't going to be as bad as they look like they are. And then the news comes out, and it looks like we're moving faster, and it's worse than even I thought. And I see large sections of the public are complete and total idiots. They have no connection to reality, no nothing. They know nothing, but they've sure got their arrogant opinions to people that do nothing but spend all their time studying this. I mean, I spend, if you're not counting time I'm sleeping, 70, 80, sometimes more percent of my time studying this stuff. And let me just tell you, it is just unbelievable. It's like your leg is cut off, blood is spraying all over the place, and you're telling me you don't need a tourniquet. I mean, you literally are pathetic. I mean, all you neocons for a couple years making fun of us on Dig, making fun of us on MySpace, making fun of us on the YouTube comments, saying we're idiots, we're liars, the dollar hadn't been devalued, we're anti-Americans. You know what they're now saying? They're saying we caused the dollar to go down. Those that are still, some are still saying the dollar's strong, but others are saying we did it. No, your God, your government did. Your private bank that owns you and your family and says in international agreements they own you as collateral, they did. I was driving to work this morning and saw this white Suburban with American flags on each side of its doors, huge ones, like it was a guy thought he was a general or a general's driver. I guarantee you that guy thinks nuking every Muslim is good. I guarantee you he can't find those countries on a map. I guarantee you his idea of patriotism is just being a small-minded idiot. Let me give you a newsflash, punk. The people you worship are the ones that are dismantling what that flag symbolizes, but you're never going to figure that out because cowards never admit they're wrong. It's the same thing with people that supported Bill Clinton and all his crimes, just the rank-and-file Democrats. They'll never admit they were wrong. That's what this country's about, is living in denial. And people that have been, quote, wrong about Bush, you'll never admit you were wrong. You'll never admit you were taken. And now people supporting Barack Obama, owned by the same interest, you'll never admit you were wrong. Hell, most Germans wouldn't admit they were wrong about Hitler. You'll never, I mean, there's still a lot of old Russians that got pictures of Stalin up in their houses. They love it. They love the fact he killed 50 million of their own people. And the dollar is going to die, your future is going to be in deep trouble, your progeny is not going to have any of the advantages you had, and you won't care. You'll just stick a plastic flag on your car or a big magnet decal and strut around like you're John Wayne when the very nation is being dissolved. You know what happens when a spider pumps its neurotoxin venom into a moth? And then it waits a day for it to dissolve its innards, and then it exsanguinates it. It sucks the juice out. And they've sucked about 80% of the juice out of us, and you're still kissing the spider. You're a dead moth, and you're still kissing it. The moth at least knows that, oh my gosh, I flew into a spider web, and now I'm getting neurotoxin pumped into me. You don't know that. You think those fangs are loving mother's wings, black wings caressing you. You think the multi eyes peering at the find, applying more spinnerets, more so that you don't struggle and kick it. That's what the government's doing, building more camps, building more cameras, building more surveillance grids, hiring more cops, militarizing the police. They're just adding more spinnerets. They've got you caught in the web. They're just adding more, spinning you up, getting you all safe because the spider doesn't want to get hurt or kick or bit. You ever watch a spider? They're very careful. You're caught, it comes up, it surveys, it runs around in circles, it strengthens the web around first so you don't get lost. It'll add a few webs to you in case you fall out. It'll catch you so you can run down and pull you back up. Get you all ready, spin you all. Oh, there we go. There we go. The government's going to take your blood on the side of the road for your safety. Let me add another spinneret. Oh, we're going to put breathalyzers in all the cars. Another spinneret. Oh, we're going to question your children about what goes on in your house at school, violating their Fourth and Fifth Amendment. That's freedom. Another spinneret. Now it's time for the fangs. Bye-bye. Ha-ha.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
This is the end.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
The police even dress like Black Widows.
This is the end.
Their little Darth Vader outfits.
My only friend, the end.
Of your elaborate plans. Yeah, they've sucked this country so dry, though. Most of your government is going to end up kind of bankrupting into nothing.
Everything that stands, the end. No safety.
If it continues to unravel, the people working with the system, their families will be in deep trouble, but they don't care. As long as they can act tough, it's that petty power trip. They'd be happy to be bathroom attendants as long as they can boss people around. The general public's like that, too. You know, you go to the gym and they'll swipe your card and then go, "You're cool," and then look at you like they have power.
you're cool, not thank you, have a nice day, or have a good workout. You're cool. I've been noticing multiple ones at this gym I work out say that. You know, nobody is polite anymore, nothing. It's all degenerating, just all little petty power-tripping nobodies. Look at this news. Fortis Bank predicts U.S. financial market meltdown within weeks. Fortis expected a complete collapse of the U.S. financial markets within a few days to weeks. That explains, according to Fortis, the series of interventions of last Thursday to retrieve 8 billion euros. This is a big European newspaper. It is Guten Dagen. We have been saved just in time. The situation in the U.S. is much worse than we thought, said Fortis chairman Maurice Lippens. They've all known. They're just acting like they didn't know now. Fortis expects bankruptcies among 6,000 American banks, which have a small coverage currently, but also Citigroup, General Motors. There is starting a complete meltdown in the U.S. That is the English translation of that article. Won't matter. The yuppies will be saying their dollars have not lost value when it costs $50 million to buy a loaf of bread. IMF finally knocks on Uncle Sam's door. This is out of the business section of the Age newspaper, and it just gets into how the whole world is freaking out. To imagine the IMF investing in the U.S. financial system is unthinkable. Normally, it's the U.S. propping up the world economy. So they go on to say, well, basically, that's just the foreign bankers taking over the private U.S. banking system that was always British to begin with. Der Spiegel reported the IMF will conduct a full investigation into virtually every aspect of it. And they go on a whole bunch of newspapers here to say that we are going into 1929. Now, you won't really hear this on our news. Besides, the cattle wouldn't know what 1929 is anyways. They just know how to worship guys in black ski masks with needles sucking their blood in the dark of night. I got articles from all over the country where cops just come in your house without warrants now for home inspections. People wake up with cops all around their beds. Then I got articles where the illegal aliens now are allowed to have cocaine and heroin. A San Francisco Chronicle, and they're not arrested. Just, there's nothing more pathetic than being a U.S. citizen, because that means you're a U.S. slave. That means you are known as the schmucks, the gullible idiots. And this is strong language, but it's true, folks. You see these smiley-faced know-it-alls out on the street? They have no idea what's going on. They like being minded after. They like secret police on the corner watching them. They like tattling on their coworkers. I mean, I hear these other talk show hosts in town, the other talk stations, I listen to it. I mean, it's just nothing but groveling to power, groveling to authority. I mean, it's sycophantic and loving every lie and loving every fraud and just, oh, my God, they want to be raped. They want to be hurt. And don't worry, you're going to be. You're going to get everything you want. God doesn't do anything. I don't want to hear you blame God later. This is what you wanted. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. Get. Oil prices blast past $143 on Mideast tensions. Gold explodes, $13 last time I looked a few minutes ago, up from its high of 930-something. I mean, it's just all happening. Also, Tuesday, a report from the International Energy Agency said crude supplies would remain tight. What did Saudi King says, get used to it. That's a quote. Get used to it, you idiots. Your dollar's been devalued. Now, that's not in the AP article, but if you go read his full statement on the Royal Saudi website or in a press release by OPEC, I went and read it this morning. He says, it's not our fault. Your dollar is being devalued. We've been asked by our government to stay pegged to the dollar. And we are charging you the same amount. King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, whose nation is the world's number one oil exporter, called on consumer countries to get used to high prices. In comments published today, consumer countries have to adapt the prices and the mechanisms of the market, the king said in an interview published in Kuwait Daily, Al Saisa. We have nothing to do with the current sharp increases in crude prices, he said, reiterating the Saudi position that speculation, rising demand, and the taxation of oil products in consumer countries were to blame. That's not what he said. See, they closed the quote. He didn't say that. AP engaged, this is AFP, excuse me, in deception, not letting you know that the Saudis have said it's the dollar.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
The New World Order's got the little moth tied up nicely in his web. And now they're bringing the country down for good. You notice as they torch the country, as they bring down every liberty, every freedom, as they destroy the currency, the name, overrun the borders, absorb it into the North American Union publicly. They festoon everything with plastic desecrated, made by poor slaves in China. They just festoon their cars, festoon their government buildings, while they stomp around in their Darth Vader outfits and the country goes to hell in a handbasket. And as the elites that have sucked the country dry and used our currency, our name, our credit to buy the world, they leave us with the bag as they all exit the country and move to Switzerland, Spain, England, Dubai. And the public can't even grasp the basics that they're destroying the dollar so that they could maybe have the political will to stop the slide of the dollar, at least some, so we had some future. But they're not going to do that. But when, if you try to talk to the cattle at the gym or the cattle at work, they're going to laugh at you now about this. But suddenly, in 6 months, a year, could be a few days, who knows, sitting on top of this keg, we slowly, now it's accelerating or going down the tubes, but it's intensifying as we go downhill on this water rapids towards the sea, the death of our republic. You have to ask yourself the question,
What is it going to be like when you've got to have the dim-eyed, poor, pathetic people explain to you that there's dollar devaluation later? And then they'll announce that whoever told them on CNN or Fox was a genius and figured it out. After it's too late, of course. Always after it's too late. It's very frustrating to see this happening. And so they're saying, get ready for $170 bare minimum, maybe $200 a barrel oil. We're talking about $7, $8 a gallon gas if they attack Iran. If not, oh, don't worry, it'll bottom out at about $5 a gallon. But as the dollar continues to slide, it might be $50 a gallon, $100 a gallon. That's the whole point of this. They're down to about 40%, maybe, depending on which index you look at, of original dollar value to what it had just 8 years ago. And that's starting to evaporate faster and faster. So IMF finally knocks on Uncle Sam's door. All the foreign news is saying the whole world may go into a depression. Oil passes $143. Gold explodes. Saudi King says, get ready for higher oil prices. Get used to it. The White House says, get ready for terrorist attacks. They claim Al-Qaeda has rebuilt itself in Pakistan, the same Pakistan that was funding the supposed hijackers, the same Pakistan that our government put into power, the same Pakistan where bin Laden was reported by British newspapers 2 months before 9/11 meeting with U.S. Special Forces. Totally staged. Oh, they've rebuilt themselves. Now we're going to be hit by Al-Qaeda again. So while they end the dollar and end the republic, you'll go curl up and hug your abusers and say, please keep me safe from the monsters under the bed. Pentagon official warns of Israeli attack on Iran. ABC News saying it's probably going to happen. They're getting you ready, folks. Uncle Sam Cyber Force wants you. UPI reports U.S. military to patrol the internet and engage anti-Americanism in the U.S. and abroad. Already, we told you this 3 years ago, it was going on. I mean, the guys don't even hide it. They think it's so normal that the military threatening to kill us on the chat rooms and message boards that they put their own handles back to CENTCOM. Just totally, but they're so stupid. Their propaganda is so ham-fisted, everybody sees it for what it is. No Afghan peace while Taliban have sanctuary, NATO, Reuters. Meanwhile, the U.S. helped break out 3,000 Taliban 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, they flew 6,000 of them out to Pakistan to safety when our own special forces actually caught real Al-Qaeda and Taliban, and they presented their CIA credentials and were released. That's Times of London. That's admitted. That's in my film Road to Tyranny, released in February of 2002. 6 years ago, 6 years and 9 months ago. ABC News, White House blocking search for bin Laden, of course. McCain to talk free trade in Latin America. Barack Obama may recruit defense chief Robert Gates. Oh, yeah, that's the change we want to see in the world from him. DNC protests will be behind a fence in a free speech area, nowhere near the convention. Truth Rising, the blueprint for change. Good article up there on that. The Heller misdirection, finally Lou Rockwell. Somebody got it right. I've been begging folks to write an article about this. Turns a right into a privilege, and you hail it as a... It's all coming up, but I want to spend the next 10 minutes. I want to get somebody who I remember 6, 7, 8 years ago listening to on the radio. He would do the Midas Report, and he's written a lot of articles about it. He's been in metals for decades, worked for Midas for 10 years. I want to bring Ted Anderson up, too, the owner of Genesis and Midas, because I want to talk about, I want to get just briefly from both of them, their experience. And we'll get Ted's in a moment with what's happening. First off, Tim Larson is the head analyst for Ted, and he are the guys that really, you know, try to project and decide how much gold to buy, you know, when they think it's going to go up so they can give you a discount, you know, by buying it when it's less expensive. It's a very dangerous game for them, but they really, Ted over almost 30 years and Mr. Larson over decades and decades in this business, they really put their heads together. That's why I wanted to have Tim Larson on, because gold is that key commodity like oil. It's shooting up right now. But $4 devaluation, it should now be about $2,500 an ounce. And you got Bloomberg talking about $5,000 an ounce. But just in his experience, Tim Larson, what do you think's going to happen right now? I mean, all these other Nobel Prize winners and experts we have on, former heads of Treasury policy, they're saying 2 years, 3 years, but it could happen any time. What do you see happening? How bad do you think this is going to get, and do you think it's going to go into an inflationary depression?
Most definitely. And I don't think we've got until the end of this year, to be honest with you, Alex. You know, the banking system is very weak right now, and it's getting weaker because of all of the subprime loans, and that's going to continue, which is going to push gold and silver higher. There's just no place else for it to go, and the dollar is going to continue to devalue. I mean, look at what's happened with oil. Oil was up over $143 a barrel today. I mean, it's just getting out of hand. So, you know, gold and silver is not going to slow down. This is the time of year where generally the government and the powers that be out there can control the markets as much as possible. People will tend to stay away from their finances during the summer, and they take a vacation from them. And it usually happens from the time the kids get out of school until they start up again.
Until late August. This is known as the doldrums in every major business cycle. Instead, it's hotter than a firecracker. Gold is up $19 today to $943.90.
Yeah, it's up a little higher than that now. And silver is up almost 4%. I mean, they can't control it and manipulate it as much as they were in the past. I mean, this is the time we usually will sit around and twiddle our thumbs a little.
Well, look at the Fed. They're out of bullets. They've lowered interest rates. Now they got to start raising them. The IMF dumped hundreds of billions the last 3 months in trying to drive down gold prices, and then they signaled last week that they can't do it anymore, and boom, what's happening?
It continues to move forward, and that's what it should be doing. Like you say, you know, it's manipulated. It's the price should be up there in the 2,500, 3,000 range.
Tim, if I Google 8-year, 10-year gold chart, anybody can do it. It'll be on hundreds of universities and financial sites. You will notice that gold, when it's up, will make gains in the fall and winter, as you were saying, and then in the spring and summer, it will go down, but when it's going up, generally doesn't lose its previous gains from the fall and winter. Instead, we're seeing bullish activity in the summer, and the last time we saw this was back, what, in 1980? What does this mean?
Well, it simply means that people are tired of owning paper assets. And can you blame them? I mean, the dollar's lost, 40% of its value in the last 3-4 years.
And before that, it lost an additional 20.
Oh, God, yes. And it's going to continue to happen. I mean, the more they crank up the money-making engines, you know, the more it's going to lose value.
And the Federal Reserve, what, 2 years ago, made the M3 money supply secret, but then they have big banks and brokerage firms that analyze it. They say we're at really about 15% inflation. That's per year, compounded. That means that just when it was at about 13% the last 4 years, more than half of your Social Security check's value was lost. Now they're going to take the remaining value in the next 3 years.
Yeah, and something's got to be done about it. I mean, something's going to break, and that's going to be the banking system. And it just can't go on forever. I mean, we're at the end of a basic economic cycle that happens with fiat currencies, and there's nothing anyone can do to stop it.
Exactly, and this isn't, you know, they keep misdirecting people and saying, oh, this is a real estate bubble popped, and now it's an oil bubble, now it's a gold bubble. No, sir, this is like a tumor, and that's what's growing, and you're lucky, folks, that the sheeple haven't jumped into gold and other commodities yet. When they do, the sky's the limit. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the dumb sheep still haven't gotten into it. It's only the big money and the smart investors that have. You understand, the sheep were told don't buy gold, silver, palladium, or platinum. They don't buy it. They won't be buying it when they can't use dollars. They worship their government. And I'm not joking when I say that. They worship defeat and being losers. So I'm telling you, folks, you won't be able to get gold if this thing goes into a depression. You better move in it now. Let's bring Ted Anderson in. Ted, do you concur with Tim Larson?
Oh, absolutely, Alex. Right now, in my experience, and like you said, I've been in this market since way back in 1980, and I've never seen a hot market right before the 4th of July. It's always dead as a doornail at this time. And right now, we are sitting here with with people calling in.
Sorry to interrupt. I got to make the point. You're absolutely right. The deadest time of the year is right before 4th of July. Sorry.
It is. It is. Absolutely. Everybody is on vacation. Nobody's thinking about their finances. And right now, we are sitting in a place where the gold market is going up. People are getting into the market. They're getting smart. I'm really happy to hear that your audience is waking up to the fact that they have to have something in the precious metals.
But my
business.
Point is, I'm saying the general public, I mean, what they're saying, maybe 7-8% of the public's investing in metals, and before it was like 5%. I mean, what are they thinking?
You know, Alex, I don't think that there's enough gold to go around for 7-8% of the public.
But that's right? What I'm saying is, this is like the Titanic's going over, and you don't even want to get a life preserver or get in a raft. You just happily jump into the North Atlantic.
Well, look at the companies out there. General Motors is, what, down to about $11? It was $45 about 6-8 months ago. Chrysler Corporation's having trouble. Ford's having trouble.
And I just want to say, folks, I'm not pleased about being right about all this. I mean, in the winter, gold went up to over $1,000. We said it's going to drop in the summer. It's a buying opportunity. We thought we had more time. We said by fall it's going to explode past $1,000 towards $2,000. That's what all of them, even mainline analysts, are saying. And it looks like we're wrong. It looks like it's worse than we thought. Ted, what is it like to wake up and see all the major financial papers overseas saying, head for the bomb shelters?
Well, you and I are in the same position. We have children at home, and what's their future going to look like? That's the scary part of this.
Yeah, I'm not glad that we were right about the dollar going down, folks. I'm not pleased to be correct.
No, of course not. And what we really need to do, and when you use that term dollar, it sounds like something that has to do with the United States. We need to get back to constitutional money so we don't have to deal with this stuff. The Federal Reserve System is a private bank. It's been manipulating our economy for way too long. I still hear, even when I was at the Republican convention, that people were still in support of the Federal Reserve System, thinking that they need somebody in there to manipulate the markets in their favor. And the fact
that in their favor, somebody wants to give you something. Powerful globalist bankers, the most powerful families on earth for hundreds of years, they want to give you something, you schmucks. They want to hurt you. They want to get you suckered into the market over the decades, totally trusting it while they were stealing all your gains with inflation, and now they're taking it all at the end. You know, I just can't believe the gullibility. It's just unbelievable.
Well, you know, people are. They're uneducated. They're back at the time when the Federal Reserve System, the Federal Reserve Act was passed into law. Well, back in 1913, most everybody was farmers. If you ask somebody what it took to grow corn or raise cattle, they'd have all the information, and they'd know what would be a good deal and what's a bad deal in the market. But when it comes to money and finance and all this stuff, it was out of their league. And even Henry Ford said that we'd have a revolution if they knew what the Federal Reserve System was about. And that's what we have. We have the very end of it now. We're at the last leg of a fiat currency. It's losing purchasing power, and they're trying to print money to solve the problem.
Yeah, there's a reason cops are scurrying around everywhere, and they're putting in more surveillance systems. They mean to hurt you mooey bad. Ted, going back to Tim Larson, I'm going to hold you guys over for another segment. This is too important. Tim, we know the Federal Reserve bought up all the real assets overseas. We know they moved all their assets into real commodities and into infrastructure. They have bought the world on our name, on our credit. Now they are basically, it's like a mob family that buys a restaurant, doesn't pay for anything for a year, runs out their credit, takes all the money out the back door, and then burns the place down for insurance. That's what's happening. How do we educate a public about the fact that this was done by design?
Well, it's not as easy as it sounds. They don't talk about it in school anymore, for God's sakes. They never really have explained what the Federal Reserve is. You know, so people still think, there's still a lot of people out there that think that our currency is backed by something like gold and silver. I mean, for God's sakes, wake up, people. It hasn't been the case. It never has been. You know, and education is the only thing that's going to do it. But by that time, it's going to be too late.
Yeah, they've taught Americans that 3% growth rates with 8, 9, 10% inflation was prosperity. That's losing 7% a year. We've been doing that for decades. And a few gamblers did well in the stock market, but overall it was a predatory, cannibalistic system. And now we're looking at 15-plus percent inflation rates, in some areas higher. Hell, some commodities are doubling in a year. How bad do you think this is going to get, Tim, before it bottoms out?
I see a collapse of the banking system, and that's when it's going to bottom out. But it's
and you think this
that.
Year? You think this year?
I think there's a real good possibility that could happen this year. Yes.
What percentage?
I'd say probably close to 80%.
Good. Well, I was about to say that.
I mean, nobody wants the American debt any longer. That's our bonds and our treasuries. Nobody's buying it. China quit buying it 3 years ago.
And that's the crud that's created for the Federal Reserve to then create currency.
Exactly. Because that's how we borrow money. I mean, we have to borrow somewhere in the neighborhood of $3.5 billion a day right now just to keep this whole system afloat. Well, nobody wants to buy our bonds and treasuries, so where is that money going to come from?
Good God.
You know, they can't print it, continue to print it out of thin air and hope it, just pray it's going
to
work.
Well, Tim, we had 8 million people that starved to death, and they would put on the death certificates, they'd die of disease, but they were weakened during the 10 years of the Great Depression, and that's university studies that were just out a month ago. That was with 90% self-sufficient on the farms. What's going to happen when 90% plus aren't self-sufficient now and only know how to suck their thumbs?
Yeah, that's we're just asking for more and more trouble. I mean, we're going to end up with a lot of deaths, that's for sure.
Folks, you cannot overstate the powder keg we're on. I pray there's some way out of this. I pray out of this death trap, okay? I hope this doesn't happen, but you're seeing it happen. Gentlemen, stay with me. We'll be right back.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
You know, there's an old cowboy saying, it ain't so much what we don't know that hurts us, it's what we know that ain't so, or what we think we know that's not so. There is, in the most ancient of true story books, an ancient true story, but the truth of that story is no longer told. A fairy tale type version of it is told, I suppose, but the true tale is told no more. What's told now goes like this. Once upon a time, God told Adam and Eve not to eat of a certain tree. One certain tree in the garden, Garden of Eden. But Satan deceived Adam and Eve and got them to eat of that tree. The rest of that story, well, let's just say the rest of that story is history. Now, here is what needs to be said, what needs to be told concerning that story. It is not true. It's only a perversion of the true story. The true story found in the true ancient story book is nothing like that story. You've heard the perverted story, the fairy tale version, so long you just think it's true. Want to hear the real story, the true story? Go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com. You'll be quite surprised.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still, but nobody wants to know him.
Our dollar is being destroyed by design. On your credit, on your name, the private bankers have bought the world. Now they're going to leave you a third world police force to boss you around. That's what you get. an occasional terror attack, so you'll go join the military and go take land for the bankers. Tim Larson, Ted Anderson, Midas Resources. The solution is try to warn the public to have a political response to demand they stop killing the dollar, which the White House always puts out signals to weaken it. That's their policy. That will continue under Barack Obama or John McCain. The answer is put pressure on that. Try to educate the cattle. But we all know the cattle isn't going to wake up till they're really hurt bad. So all we can do is protect ourselves. You guys, Ted, where are prices now? I know all last week you were offering gold at the previous price because you had it in stores. Did you run out of it at $880 and now it's $943 plus and rising? And what are the specials you've got today? I'm told you've got some good deals.
Yeah, I do, Alex. And here's what I did. I ran out of that. $988 is gone. Everybody who picked up that stuff really did well. There's no question about it. This morning I locked in at $926. Right now gold is at $946. That's $20 higher than when I locked in this morning. I do have presently right now, I do have the British Sovereign coin, and they're at $957. That's at $926 spot. I'm sorry, 257. That's at 926 spot. I also have the francs at 205, which also reflects at 926.
Let me explain. You're selling the coins. You locked them in below what gold is selling for right now.
It is, yeah. I locked it in at the earlier price, and gold has gone up over $20 since then. And also I have those silver coins, the Walking Liberties. That is a excellent buy at this time. And in addition to this, last time silver was at the prices that we were with the activity that we had, they became unavailable because I couldn't get them. We sold too many, and everybody.
And it's
else
still was hard, but Ted's got half dollars and dollars that even have collector value right at spot. You cannot beat that deal. 1-800-686-2237. This is a precious metal. They can't take all its value from you. In fact, it's probably going to go up a lot. It is going up a lot, but at least you've got something they can't devalue. It has intrinsic value. 1-800-686-2237. The brokers, the specialists are going to be there till midnight. 1-800-686-2237. Tim, have you ever seen a buildup like this in your decades in tracking these commodities?
No, never, and especially this time of year. But, you know, it's bound to happen when we've got a currency the way it's suffering right now. I mean, all it's going to take, Alex, is for a couple of countries to decide they don't want to hold our debt anymore. They'll start selling off our bonds and our treasuries.
That's already happening.
It'll create panic selling, and that will collapse our banking system. That's all it's going to take.
And by the way, the British, German, Dutch, Russian, Japanese, when their newspapers all report that we're going to collapse, they've been given the go-ahead by the higher-ups in the international order to do this. Ted, that's what earlier last week Bob Chapman started revising his forecast, saying it may happen quicker, and that it looks like the elite may be giving up the ghost.
Yeah, Bob Chapman's saying 3 years, and I think Bob's going to revise that. He's got to be conservative. Alex, the market is hotter now than it was in 1980 during the Jimmy Carter inflation.
Folks, don't wait. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. I mean, get out of some of those stocks and bonds. Get out of some of those bank accounts, folks. That dollar is literally burning like a candle. It is melting down. Tim Larson, Ted Anderson, thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot,
Alex.
You bet.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job.
How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Type economic crash into Google, and you get Asian Times, you get the Associated Press, you get Los Angeles Times. How to stop the great crash of 08. Headlines like a poison chalice, financial markets hit by credit market stress and deteriorating dollar. Fed should run policy, outsource communications. The answer is give the bankers more power. They did all this by design. Let them rape us. It's simple. The global elite staged terror attacks to get a police state grid in place. That's for you, so you can't get control of the government and then prosecute them. Do you understand? That's a rear guard action, like a spider comes up and ties up a bug in the web for its protection so it can eat it. So they staged the attack to get you tied down. You thought it was for cave dwellers with big beards that looked different and scared you. Those were sock puppets they put in your childish face. Now they're making their move to eat you. God, even as they rape us, the public's going to worship them and praise them and thank them for it. I don't see any way of waking these zombies up. A lot of folks are waking up, but not fast enough. I used the analogy yesterday. It's like a woman who thinks her husband's doing something secret in the basement. You know, maybe he's got a present for her. And she pulls up the floorboards, and it's dead children rotting with lime all over them. Or, you know, maybe she's a little more paranoid. You know, now the public's gotten to the point of thinking maybe he's cheating on her. And there's something hidden under the floorboards. And it's just... Mike Rivero, WhatReallyHappened.com, with us for the full hour. He'll be coming up in 30 minutes. I got an Iraq vet coming on, and he'll be on with Mike. Mike, boy, stuff's happening faster than I would have thought. I like to procrastinate and hope we've got more time, too. Do we have Mike Rivero? Hey, Mike.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. I was told we had you earlier. Go ahead. Did you hear my points I was just making about the economy imploding?
No, but I'm obvious. You and I are going to be in accord on that one. I don't think there's any problem with that.
Okay, well, I was breaking down the fact that I'm not happy that it's happening this fast. I wish it would never happen. How do we get the public to understand that it is their loving private bankers that are doing this to them?
It's not really going to sink in until the bankers are pounding on their door saying, we now own everything that you thought you had been working for all these years. I got to be honest, in the last month, I have become so disgusted with the average American and just the state of denial they're living in. Ever since Scott McClellan's book came out and the Senate report on how we were misled into the war, I was expecting an outpouring of anger and disgust, and yet America just seems to be okay with all of this stuff.
And the flag they're running up is rape me, hurt me, go all the way, stage more terror attacks, take all my money, destroy my future. I mean, do you understand jellyfish, that when you jellyfish around, it means they're going to do more to you?
Oh, absolutely around. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, it's a masochistic relationship. And it's like abused children. If you watch how abused children interact with their parents, no matter how bad the parents are, the children just say, you know, give me more because this means you love me.
How long do you think we have, Mike? I know you study what's happening on the financial and read a lot of what the experts are saying. All these big European papers are talking about a crash within weeks.
Yeah, they're all saying that. Fortis Bank was saying that. Iran is finally getting out of the dollar. You've got the IMF is wanting to audit the Federal Reserve. I mean, that's a red warning sign right there.
What do you see unfolding in the next few weeks? I mean, do you think they're exaggerating it?
No, I don't. I think we have yet to see the big crash. If you go back and you look at the history of 1929, there was one big stock bump in August. Everybody said, okay, that's it, the worst is over. And then the big crash in October happened. We're seeing the same thing here with people insisting that the subprime crisis represents the worst of the crash, and it doesn't. We're seeing an oil bubble now. We're seeing,
Mike Rivero, stay there. Let's cover that, Iran, and a lot more on the other side.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now, online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, going back to Mike Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com. He joins us once a month. Speaking of websites, I haven't even told you yet. Since about midnight last night, have you seen the new prisonplanet.com? You can comment on all the stories, and it's going to be expanded. It's going to be made even better. Kurt Nimmo designed it, just like he did Infowars.com. Paul Watson's over there running it. Be sure and check out the new prisonplanet.com. It's just like the Infowars.com. It has some different features. Each site's a little different than the other. Each site has a few features that are home to that site. Again, prisonplanet.com. I wanted to have the new prisonplanet.com up by the 4th of July. And, of course, we have Truth Rising coming out this 4th of July for prisonplanet.tv members in super high quality. Burn it to disc. Give it to everybody you know. The new 9/11 film, unlike any other. Okay, Mike. I mean, we kind of been talking about this so long that we're calmly going over it. The fact that the Federal Reserve, by design, the private banks, bought the world under our name, our credit, bought up foreign defense contractors, oil companies, land, infrastructure, just you name it. leveraged it to over $600 trillion. And we've had top economists on to cover that. And now they're leaving us holding the bag with a rear guard of militarized police to make sure we don't get control of the government and use it to ever punish the wrongdoers. In fact, the wrongdoers are going to use the collapse to bring in even more control to squeeze us even further. Now we have the Saudis saying, look, the dollar's plunging. That's why your oil is so expensive. The public on every financial show stumbles around like blind sheep. The people running the shows, they know exactly what's happening. It's all over the foreign press. It's a fact. As you said, I don't even think it's the public's bad. They have the minds of five-year-olds, three-year-olds in some cases. And I see no getting out of the mass raping. Now, I'm seeing in financial markets blaming the Fed, admitting they did this by design. But that's kind of the elites fighting with each other. The public doesn't even know how a central bank works, not our listeners, but the general public. And so we have this perfect storm coming together. What do you see happening?
Well, as you say, you know, there's a lot of internal honesty going on right now, and I think a big part of it was triggered by the IMF coming in and knocking on the Fed's doors and saying, you've got to let us take a look at what you're doing with your books. But your average person in the street doesn't understand how banking and central banks work, and that is also by design, because I think if most people really understood that the majority of the money they're borrowing from the bank is just created out of thin air, and that the economy is literally running on the interest that they have to work and pay back at full face value, they realize that it's just a little bit dishonest. And again, the problem is the more money that's created, the less each of it is worth. And we've known since the subprime bubble burst last year, the Federal Reserve has been cranking out billions and billions of dollars of instant liquidity to try and keep the banks and lending institutions afloat. And the result is that the value of the dollar is being pushed down and pushed down and pushed down. And we knew this was going to be a problem because a year ago, the M3 aggregate, which is the number of all the total value of all money in circulation in the United States economy, that number stopped being published. And at the time that happened, a lot of observers, you were one of them, pointed out, this meant that the Federal Reserve knew we were entering a period of extreme inflation and they were going to try and conceal it from the public, even to the point of setting up cash.
Yeah, time flies. That was actually over a year and a half ago. If you look at this, I want to be clear. You're absolutely right, Mike, but I want to be clear. The Fed was already massively inflating things. They were just accelerating it, and that all that liquidity then caused the subprime, which they then blame everything on. So they are even the authors of that. Go ahead.
Yeah, they absolutely are. There's a fundamental problem with a fiat monetary system, with the Federal Reserve system, where your unit of currency is actually a debt note rather than a unit of value. And the problem is the instant you put such a system into operation, already more money is owed to the central bank than is in existence. And so if you've got an economy that is bringing in new money from outside, either through commerce or through imperialism, you can keep the thing floating along. But the instant that money stops coming in, that new money stops coming in, it becomes like this giant game of musical chairs.
And let's be clear,
to shove the debt around.
The Rothschilds have always done this. This is the system. This is how they control third world countries. That's key what you just explained. More debt is created than money even exists. It is designed like a black hole that over a generation, they end up literally owning you.
And they absolutely do. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. One of my readers wrote in and drew a lot of parallels between the current state of the fiat monetary system, the banking versus the civil governments, and the situation that the Templars found themselves in, where they had all the money and the various governments were so much in debt to them, and finally resulted, of course, in Philip the Fair and Pope, I forget his name, you know, stomping on them. And I'm kind of wondering, as we see more and more anger building, if there might not be literally a global revolt against the current banking structure. But it's not going to happen anytime soon, I don't think.
I agree. That's why we have to get the word out now, like our life depends on it, our economic life, bare minimum, that they are behind it or they're going to pose as saviors again.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. Everybody's life is dependent on it, and not just the economic life. I mean, here we're seeing already people here in Hawaii, because funding has been cut for indigent medical support and people on Medicare, that's all getting cut back. There are people who are literally dying for lack of having the money to pay for the very expensive medical care that we have in this country. And so we have literally people being economized to death. And, you know, maybe this is part of the plan. We always used to hear the elder President Bush talk about getting rid of the useless eaters, and maybe that's a big part of what they're planning to do on this this next huge upset that we're going to go through.
Yeah, folks, you cannot overstate how serious it is. And, again, we've had Nobel Prize winners on, top economists, former heads of the Treasury. They all say 2 to 3 years total implosion guaranteed. Now it's looking like it's happening faster.
Well, I think the start of it is definitely going to happen. You know, I don't think they can hold it off till the November elections. I know they want to, because it always works against the incumbent party. But, you know, I think by the end of the year, I think it's going to be a very, very black Christmas. As for the duration of it, I think some of these experts are being optimistic. I think it's going to be at least a 10-year depression before we're completely out of it. And, you know, the big issue, at least for the United States, is it took 30 years to move our manufacturing over to these other countries. It's going to take 30 years to regain our manufacturing strength, because we stopped training people on how to do manufacturing. We've lost our best manufacturing minds to foreign companies already. We're playing catch-up.
Well, they've even sold all the machines that build the machines that make the tools that make machines. Now, Mike Rivero, it appears to me that a decision has been made, and now true preparation is being made in the public's mind for an attack on Iran. And it appears that this hastening of the demise of the current fleecing, the current Ponzi scheme, is precipitating them going ahead and giving the order, and that Iran really is the smokescreen to get everybody to rally around the flag, knowing most people will do that. With all these reports coming out, I don't have to read the reports. I know you're aware of all of them. The White House saying, get ready for an attack. Pentagon official warns of Israeli attack on Iran. Ron Paul says it will triple the price of energy. The IMF says that as well. White House attack on U.S. possible. Now they're saying Al-Qaeda's about to hit us. They say there's blonde-haired Al-Qaeda, brigades of 4,000 and 10,000. They're hiding everywhere. Alex Jones could be one. What does this look like to you?
Well, what I'm seeing basically is a government that is totally paranoid, and they can't admit that the real enemy is the American people. And that's the reason for all this spying and warrantless surveying. And this whole thing about blonde-haired Al-Qaeda is just a ruse to explain why they're having to watch every American and keep track on their eBay purchases to make sure they're not buying something that could be used as a bomb. It's not Al-Qaeda. The U.S. government has gone totally paranoid. They are terrified of their own people.
Because they know they're criminal. They know they're taking us for everything right now.
And they know they've pushed the American people to the edge of violent revolt, and yet they're so trapped by their own indebtedness and problems, they can't back off. The people they're answering to won't let them. And that's the real danger, is that the people ultimately calling the shots don't care if they crash the United States system. They'll just move on and find some other host country.
No, that's why I'm so worried, Mike. As I've been saying for 2 years, the entire elite basically is leaving the country. I don't mean they're getting a vacation house on an island, folks. I mean they're pulling up stakes.
Yeah, absolutely. They're moving their money offshore. This whole thing about tax cuts for the wealthy was to allow the rich to basically grab a lot of cash, move it offshore. Remember all the promises? If we give the rich tax cuts, they're going to start new businesses and create new jobs.
Blackwater is even locating out of the U.S., leaving the U.S. Halliburton, I mean, they're all leaving.
Yeah,
Ford's talking about its main new headquarters in Mexico. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. They're all jumping ship. They know they can't fix the system. And so what we're seeing, you know, we have this saying on a coffee mug around here, the last official act of any government is to loot the nation. We're there right now. And it's going to go on, and it's going to get worse until the people finally stand up and realize that poking these, I can't say the word on the radio, people in the nose, you know, is the only way that we're going to get them to stop looting our lives. And unfortunately, as we've seen in places like, you know, Cuba and Iran under the Shah, it's going to get pretty abysmal before the people get angry enough to actually take responsibility for the country.
Well, Mike, you run into these people all the time, though, in petty positions of power, local talk show host, government people. All I see them doing is the opposite. There's a total worship of government now, and I talk to them privately. They're smart enough to know what's going on, but they've made the decision to prostrate themselves. Instead, I mean, that is sick.
It absolutely is. I see it all the time. There are people who know what's going on, and they've made the decision. They want to play with the people they see are going to win, at least in the short term. These are the kind of people who were collaborators with the Nazis when Germany was in France. And they thought, you know, hey, the Nazis are in charge. It's a new day. I get to elevate myself by working with them.
Stay there, Mike Rivera.
Good morning. This is Jim Newcomer from Midas. July 1st, 2008. Gold's at $932.80 an ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $959.62, $472.60 for half ounce, and $236.30 for quarter ounce. That's $959.62, $472.60, and $236.30.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the Long-Term Fiscal Outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Rivero is our guest. Got a soldier's got a book out about Iraq coming up from the same publisher as Jesse Ventura's book. We'll have him on in a few minutes. But going back to Mike Rivero, who will be on with me with the guest. Mike, you heard me go into the attack on Iran. What do you think is going to happen? Ray McGovern, a lot of other really credible people, Ron Paul and others say the inside scoop is they're going to go ahead and hit them hard, knowing that that will just totally destroy the dollar.
Yeah, they're going to do it. You know, I think what they're planning on doing, they don't have boots on the ground to actually carry it out, an invasion. I think Bush and the neocons are basically going to go in and bomb the power station to rubble, and then as much of the Iranian military, on the theory that this will prevent a counterattack, and then they're just going to declare victory and go home. And this will certainly satisfy Israel's agenda in the region. It certainly will not satisfy the oil interests' agenda in the region. And, of course, they're mad as hornets right now because Iraq is refusing to sign over their oil reserves to American government
control.
Exactly.
And every major analyst is saying a doubling or tripling if they only do an air bombardment. I mean, do the idiot war hawks supporters, it's not like you matter anyways. The majority of us don't want the war, but it continues. It's just I want you, those of you to know out there who support the war and think we're there because you like it, the 25% of you, I want to explain something to you. When your business is bankrupt, remember, it's your fault. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is going to destroy the American economy. All the promises that were made when the war started up, you know, even though the war is morally wrong and questionable and preemption is, you know, the same excuse that Hitler used after Gleiwitz, we're going to turn this war into a moneymaker. We're going to get the oil. The oil will pay for the war and pay for the reconstruction. You know, and here we are. The country as a whole is on the edge of bankruptcy. The image of America today is a bunch of homeless people camped out in front of foreclosed mansions. And that image is really says everything that's gone wrong with this country. And because our government doesn't know how to fix this, they're going to just try and mask it with a high fever by starting yet another war. They're looking back at history about how we got out of previous
depressions. And I'm sorry, a bunch of roid head, shaved head cops aren't going to put it back together again.
No, they definitely
are. Hey, let me ask you something, roid heads. What are you going to do when your mama and your daddy are bankrupt, huh? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, basically, you know, they're going to kick off a major, major war so that as things get worse in this country, they'll be able to blame it on the war. Yes, there are shortages, but you know there's a war on. Yes, gas is $15 a gallon, but you know there's a war on. We got to get behind the country during the wartime.
It's them. Iranians did that. I'm hearing all over neocon radio that the Iranians are making the gas price go up. I know you're hearing that too, Mike. I mean, and the idiots are believing it. It's the dollar plunging. It's the Federal Reserve bankers. They did it. Get it through your head. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, there's no gas shortage. All this talk about everything would be fine if the Iranians and Saudis would simply pump out more oil. There's no shortage. You don't see those odd and even signs at the gas station. There's no lines. You know, you can find all the gas you want every 500 feet at $4.50 a gallon. The problem is the dollar has been destroyed.
I know. I hear these idiots all over talk radio and on financial TV going, it's supply and demand, and they smile like Cheshire cats. They know good and well it's the dollar.
Yeah, you know, supply and demand applies to the dollar as well as to the gas.
Why are they afraid to tell the schmucks that it's the dollar when everybody outside the country knows?
Because it's an election year. And if the dollar is to blame for the problem, then that comes home and that hits the incumbent political parties. There is a strong anti-incumbency movement heading into the November elections. People aren't going to be voting along party lines. They're looking at the people who are already there and saying, let's get them out and put some new people in, and let's send a message that, you know, we're not going to vote for the flag and the party line. And
yeah, your take on Obama.
My take on Obama, of course, I'm crushed that Ron Paul was shown the door by the political powers that be. I view Obama as only slightly less evil than McCain, but I'm not enthusiastic about anybody we have running. I am just glad that Hillary was not the candidate, you know, and that she's kind of out of the race, at least as far as president is concerned.
Do you think she was probably worse than McCain, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah, by far. I mean, you know, going back to the 1990s, I mean, it was the Clintons that got me started as a political activist with the whole murder of Vince Foster situation.
Oh, I heard you were a liberal.
I'm sorry?
I heard you were a liberal.
See, see, now that we're going to be against Obama, we're going to be conservatives again. Free Republic will love us again, Mike.
I doubt that, and I don't care if Free Republic loves me.
No, I know. I'm being sarcastic. They got to wear the little red star underwear over there. Pathetic what you've helped do to this country. Mike Rivero, stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Tons of info. Well, you know, we're smiling, we're laughing, but let me tell you something, folks. I'm having to gut up for what's coming, and I don't think most of you realize what we're facing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the breadline may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order on.
Our guest ride shotgun with us for an hour once a month. WhatReallyHappened.com. Don't forget my new film, Truth Rising, is coming out in just about 2 days at Infowars.com on DVD and online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Skyhorse Publishing that put out Ventura's book. I was reading over a catalog of their books about a month ago and saw a lot of other interesting things. And I got the book. I've read part of it. It's pretty interesting. Life Lessons from a dog named Lava. And the book gets into basically the travels of this Marine over in Baghdad and all over Iraq with this dog. And so, Jay Koppelman, thank you for coming on the show with myself and Mike Rivera.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. How's it going, guys?
Good. Just in a nutshell, tell us about your book.
Sure. Nutshell is it's a follow-up to my first book that told the story of my last tour in Iraq, specifically the Battle of Fallujah. We find a five-week-old puppy, and I manage to get him back here to the States. He becomes my dog. The new book is a sequel. It's the follow-up, and it talks about life after our return to the States. The focus of the book, though, really isn't what people would expect. In this new book, From Baghdad to America, I write not just about Lava coming back and being with me, but about the issues that he has, that I observe in him, and realize that this dog has full-blown PTSD. That being the case, maybe there's something wrong with me, too.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that From Baghdad to America is the new book. There's lessons from a dog named Lava, and it says, it goes through everything that's happening. In fact, I saw that cover story in Time magazine about how they're going to put masses of the troops on Prozac.
Yeah, you know, I don't think that's not exactly the answer, I don't think. Better Living Through Chemistry, while it may have worked for some people in the 60s and 70s, I don't think that's the answer. And a lot of people will swear by it, but for me, that's not the answer.
It causes psychotic breaks. They admit on the insert that it causes psychotic breaks, violent actions, the mass shootings. That's even on the Prozac insert. And so I agree with you. So the book gets into, the dog's all freaked out. How many tours does the average Marine serve now?
I would say if you stick around long enough, the average guy's been there at least three or four times, and guy and gal. So nobody's immune to the psychological and emotional traumas of combat.
Now, to be clear, though, in World War II, you only had to do one term. In Vietnam, one tour. Korea, and it still screwed a lot of those guys up. How are you going to do four, five, six? I guess, that's crazy.
Well, what's interesting, I find here, Alex, is that it's not only being forced upon people to return. If you stay in and want to do your job, because we don't have a draft now. So take a look at the average kid going over there, your average 22-year-old kid going over to Iraq or Afghanistan multiple times. He or she is volunteering to do this. So that tells me right away, we called the World War II folks, my father's generation, the greatest generation. But I got to tell you, I think these kids who keep going back and forth to Iraq and Afghanistan, they're the greatest generation.
Well, a lot of them are being stop-lost, aren't they?
You know what? I unfortunately can't comment on that because I haven't kept up on that as much as I probably should have. I know that stop loss was a big issue a few years back when I was still on active duty. I don't think it's as big a problem, if you want to call it a problem, as it was then.
Okay, I'm going to bring Mike Rivera in and then start covering the book. But this is a great guy to have on. We can ask somebody who's been over there questions. Mike, you got any questions for our guest?
Well, I'm wondering what kind of parallels he's seeing. Obviously, now that we've been into Iraq, what are the warnings that we should be looking at regarding this obvious run-up for Iran?
The warnings for Iran, if I were to comment on that, I would have to say we have to look at our troop levels first and foremost, okay, because if we even consider doing anything in Iran, if we go at it half-assed the way we did in Iraq, we're going to be in a world of hurt. I think the original plan to go into Afghanistan was great. I think that was smart. I would also, but we should have finished it. I would also caution that if we do go into Iran, they are some crazy folks over there. Obviously Ahmadinejad isn't all there. Or if he is, he's doing a good job of portraying somebody who isn't. And I don't have any question in my mind that if provoked and given the right opportunity, they'll use whatever nuclear weapons they have.
Oh, you think they have nuclear weapons?
Correct.
You think they have nuclear weapons?
Well, I'm saying provided that intel is correct. Now, I don't know.
Well, I mean, so you're saying you know of intel where they have nuclear weapons?
No, I'm saying if the intel that we have heard here previously is correct, that we say they have this nuclear capability and they're developing weapons.
The National Security Assessment says they won't have a nuke for 6 years and they've abandoned the program.
Yeah, that's the current intel. They've never had a nuclear weapon. You know, the question of invading was based on whether they might want to try and build one in the future. But nobody's making a claim that Iran has a nuclear weapon the way they did with Iraq, because it was so easily.
Let me just ask you this question, Jay Koppelman. I mean, do you think?
I don't want to see us go down the same path of faulty intelligence and get sucked into something that we don't necessarily need to.
Oh, I agree with you. When you talk to your buddies that are still in, are they wanting to go into Iran?
Yeah, I have not even broached that subject with them. Nobody's even brought that up to me.
What do they think of Iraq? Because you guys were told you'd be back in time for Christmas, and it's been 6 Christmases.
Well, I was back for Christmas a couple times.
But you know what they said you'd be back.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, no. Actually, the guys I know who have been to Iraq recently and some who are getting ready to take regiments over, they tell me that the areas that I was in, I wouldn't recognize it now. Cities like Fallujah, there's commerce, people are opening markets in the streets, life is back to what would be considered normal, or maybe even a little bit better than it was before we invaded in November 2004. So it's working. I guess this surge has actually worked to some extent, but I think it's more the co-opting of the tribal leaders and former Sunni insurgents who are just tired of having to fight these Al-Qaeda guys from outside Iraq in their villages.
Outside Iraq. Tell us about them.
Yeah, well, that's a huge threat everywhere. You know, it's really when the war started, it wasn't a big problem, but then 6 months into it, as the real fighting picked up, it wasn't Iraqis that were the problem. It was the draftees from some of these other countries like Syria and Jordan who were coming in to fight us. And then even in Fallujah, we encountered a number of Chechen snipers and fighters there. So people coming from other countries, it wasn't always the Iraqis.
Did you see General Petraeus talk about Iranian small arms and IEDs, and he had to admit it wasn't them. And then McCain keeps saying Iran is al-Qaeda, but you've been over there. I mean, the troops know that Iran is Shiite and is enemies with the Wahhabist known as al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia.
Right. You know, it is probably one of the most fascinating regions of the world if you really take a hard look at it and study just who's who and where the alliances, the various alliances, and whose allegiance lies with whom in the region.
But that's what I mean. You just talked about Chechens. You just talked about Jordan, our ally, and we know some fighters came in from there.
AMZ was Jordanian.
Well, exactly. But see, our news keeps saying Iran is running the entire insurgency. And then Bush gets up and says, with the president of Afghanistan, who we installed, and says Iran is running al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And then Karzai goes, no, sir, they're Shiites. They're fighting them with us because, Iran's helping in Afghanistan, as you know. And Bush just says, nope, not true, they're al-Qaeda. Does that ever concern the troops that, no, that's not true?
You know, it's a funny thing, the makeup of the military. Particularly in the Marine Corps, we are probably loyal to a fault sometimes. And so where you have these really bright guys who become Marine officers and these really bright kids who become young Marines, they follow oftentimes to their detriment, I think, too much of what the commander-in-chief says, and they take it as ground truth, and they say, okay, that's what I believe too. Now, the younger kids, I find, are becoming much more free-thinking and are expressing their opinions much more than they used to, which I find refreshing and necessary, because as a Marine
sure.
leader, it's not my job to tell some young Marine what he should believe or what his politics should be. I don't think a Marine officer should ever, in any circumstance, have a bumper sticker on his car that espouses his political, religious, financial, and not political, none of those beliefs.
Jay, what was your, are you still in the Marines?
I retired February 1st, 2007. And you know what? I'm kind of upset that they never asked my opinion on people like Musharraf and some of these other guys.
Now, you retired as a colonel, right?
Lieutenant colonel, right?
Yeah. I should have announced that at the start of the show.
That's all right. That's all right.
And how many tours were you over there?
Two.
Well, Skyhorse is the publisher, and it's an amazing book. I haven't finished it yet, From Baghdad to America.
Yeah, you know, and it's really important to me that people know what our young warriors are going through with multiple tours. One of the things I'm hoping to do with proceeds from this book is start my own foundation that benefits veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. You could take a look at the reports. RAND Corporation did a study. If you extrapolate from their study, at least 300,000 veterans have suffered some sort of emotional or psychological injury, and it's not going to get any better.
How are you doing? Because we know they're trying to and have passed laws to try to disarm the veterans if they ever, you know, have any type of psychological hiccup. Of course, I'm against disarming our veterans, but a lot of them are already being turned down to buy firearms if they were listed with PTSD, violating the Second Amendment, because there is no law. The government just does it.
Right.
How bad is it in the ranks right now with PTSD or other mental problems?
It's bad. It's becoming endemic, I would say, based on these studies that have been done. And, you know, that's just the RAND Corporation, and they're a lot smarter than I am. So I would have to believe that what they're telling us is true. And I've seen it firsthand with some of these kids who come back and they have real, real issues, but they won't get the help because for so long it was a stigma in the military to admit that you need help for something.
Well, you know what scares me is they better get that help privately and not use insurance, because if they don't, they're going to take their Second Amendment. But then, on the other hand, a lot of them are becoming police officers. And you know what happens with PTSD. You have those violent outbursts sometimes and things.
Well, that is one of the symptoms of it, and one of the things that can happen to people. That certainly is, but they've got to get the help. And so the idea with the foundation I would like to start is it provides it free. You know, we get some of the best psychologists and psychiatrists who are willing to advise with people's privacy protected, so that there's no attribution.
Sure.
Nobody knows who the hell they are.
Sure, it's in stores everywhere. It's From Baghdad to America, and we got Lieutenant Colonel on with us right now. Jay, Colonel, so many questions I want to ask you in this limited time, and I know that that Mike Rivera's got some too, and then any other points you want to make before you leave us, maybe we'll hold you over a little bit in the next hour with Mike if he can do it. But I'm trying to understand something here. I mean, here's an example. There's all these videos of troops, Marines, shooting dogs, throwing them off cliffs. And then instead of the government and the media and the neocon websites, like Michelle Malkin saying that's a minority of Marines, that's wrong, that's bad, they either defend it and say it's good to kill the dog, ha, 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 or it's a fake dog, and then the Marines come out and say, no, we're kicking the guy out of the Marines, it was a real puppy, and that looks like PTSD craziness to me, just from what I've read. A, were you familiar with the dog incident? And then B, how do you think that should have been handled? Whereas you're the opposite, here you are saving dogs.
Well, regardless of what I've done, I think that probably is related somehow to PTSD, but that doesn't excuse their actions. Anybody who behaves in that manner, whether it's real or it's contrived in some manner to appear to be real for the internet and thinks that's funny, and there was another incident of a couple of soldiers throwing rocks at a crippled dog, they should all be thrown out. I mean, I don't want them in my corps. I'm sure that other soldiers don't want clowns like that in their army. They don't do anybody any good. They should get the help they need, obviously. That's my feeling. If somebody needs help, they should be afforded that help. But one of the things is that this, I think the Marine Corps responded appropriately in getting rid of these perpetrators. The problem is when guys behave like that, And this is part of the thing with the PTSD if they don't get the help. They behave in a manner that is detrimental to their service, and then they can lose their benefits because if they get a bad conduct discharge, they're at risk of losing the benefits that they need to go to the VA or something and ultimately get the help they need. So it just becomes a self-perpetuating thing where it gets worse and worse and worse.
I agree. Well, why? I'm wondering why Michelle Malkin and others defended it. I mean, that makes us all look bad.
Because there are going to be, regardless of where you are, whether you're watching CNN or Fox or NBC or some other media outlet, New York Times, whatever, people have an agenda. So I have found that with a lot of the neocon journalists, and the same thing with the ultra-liberal journalists, they always are going to believe what that party that they espouse the beliefs of, what that party tells them to believe.
I'll tell you what we want to believe, Colonel, is the information. That's what we do here. Mike, do you have any questions for our guest before we go to this break and come back with him, the Colonel?
Not really. Just a comment that, as you say, everybody does have an agenda, and we're getting a lot of very bad information about what's going on. I mean, I was appalled by the puppy incident myself. And it did surprise me that the people who are defending the war in Iraq would defend the action rather than saying this is inappropriate even for a war zone. But, you know, the situation with PTSD in all of our soldiers, it's because they're sharp enough to realize that the moral justification for this war is very much in doubt and that they very well might be the bad guys. And that's
right. Stay there, Mike. I want you to elaborate on that with the colonel on the other side. Exactly. Studies show that more justified wars, you have less of this PTSD. It's not just the stress. These are moral struggles. Colonel, stay with us.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hey, maybe Lieutenant Colonel Jay Kubelman likes this song.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns.
Hey, Colonel, have you seen all these news articles about blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda everywhere, and how we've got to now not trust anybody? Everybody, your neighbor's a terrorist. Of course, there's the only Al-Qaeda they busted is a 12-year-old kid who sent a beheading video to somebody and didn't even say he was with Al-Qaeda. But what do you think of, I mean, A, that, and then B, what Jesse Ventura has been out saying? You know, it was on this show, he said 9/11's an inside job.
Well, two things. First of all, let me answer the thing about blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda. I got a 17-month-old one in my house right now. He's kicking my ass every night.
That's funny. Okay.
But an inside job, that's, you know, it's, to me, that's preposterous. I don't know who in this country would even begin to think about, I mean, I know some people who would or know of, but to think that somebody here would perpetrate such a thing in our own country, and then to say it's an inside job, and, you know, to infer somehow that our government was involved, I mean, I can't buy into that in any way, shape, or form.
No, no, I mean, we're asking your opinion. We appreciate you telling us. I mean, here's the reason. You know, I mean,
regardless of your politics, whether you love the president, hate the president, think he's an idiot, whatever, nobody's going to believe that this government would have anything to do with
that. Well, you know, the polls now show around half do.
That's frightening.
Well, hey, let me just tell you something else, Colonel. I mean, you're a smart guy. You know the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. That's now declassified. That got 58,000 Americans killed. They staged the attacks on the ships.
Sure.
It's now been declassified. Jesse Ventura found out about Operation Northwoods. That was a plan to hijack jets, crash them, blame it on the Russians. And that's why Jesse...
In this day and age, with all the information available to us through so many sources, it would seem to me like something like that, and also... people who want to be in the media and want to have the attention, somebody would have said something. You know, somebody with knowledge would have said something.
Well, the media is on a very short leash. The mainstream media, that's why it's dying. I just wanted to get your take, because you're with the same publisher, and I know that, you know, they publish hundreds of books, but it's somewhat of a small publisher, so I thought, just wanted to get your take on that, because I heard you were telling me during the break, Jesse wanted your book, and you sent him one. I just didn't know if you knew Jesse Ventura said that, and everybody else, former German defense minister and former Italian president, head of their intelligence bureau, and top Japanese people and their government, and the former CIA section chief, and Ray McGovern, George Bush Sr.'s chief CIA briefer, and the former father of Reaganomics, former head of the Treasury, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Just look into it, Colonel. You might be surprised what you find about those bombs in the buildings and everybody saying...
I would be very surprised. I mean, that would be, to me, really troubling and just give my wife and me all the more reason to build that house in Costa Rica that much faster.
Well, let me tell you something. It's not our government. I mean, you know Al-Qaeda was created by the U.S. government in 79, right?
Right.
Well, just start there. The book, people ought to get it. It's very interesting. I just got it a few days ago. It's From Baghdad to America. The first book's Lessons from a Dog Named Lava. It's done quite well. Mike Rivero, any final comments or questions for our guest?
Well, take care of yourself and take care of our kids coming back from Iraq. We had some family serving over there, and they came back, and they've told us some real horror stories. And as I said before, the hardest thing the kids are having to deal with is they're coming home believing they're the bad guys in this war, and that is really messing with their heads.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you about that and what you said also.
Tell you what,
earlier,
stay
Mike
with us for one more segment, Colonel. Got a break for 1 minute. Come back with Mike Rivero. Let you talk about whatever you want for those 5 minutes. Then me and Mike Rivero are going to continue with your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. It is the first day of July countdown for the release of Truth Rising. This is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do like being a puppet, sir. You like being a puppet for the New World Order.
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lieutenant Colonel Jay Kopelman, final segment with him, the new book out, second book. The first was very successful, From Baghdad to America, and he's talking about what's happening, massive increases in divorce rates, up 53%, just veterans aged 20 through 24 who served during the war on terror were 2 to 4 times more likely to commit suicide than civilians the same age, and the Pentagon lies and say it's not up when the numbers show it's the highest ever. Alcohol abuse, divorce, depression, suicide are higher than ever before for the troops. And for those that don't care, a lot of these guys are becoming cops or they're becoming your neighbors. I remember with Afghanistan, 4 guys from Delta Force came home in 1 weekend and murdered their wives. Okay, whatever. Then they were testing some drugs on them, it turned out. The point is that this is bad news. And I agree with the colonel that Prozac is not the answer. In fact, that's an accelerant for unstable behavior. We got about 3-4 minutes left, sir. You were making a point when you got cut off by the break.
Yeah, you know, I'll make that point real quickly, is that these kids who are going over there do have consciences. And you know what? They are the most internet and computer savvy. So they find the information. They take the time to read it. They really know what they're doing and know what they're talking about. And they're bright, bright, bright young men and women, you know, at least what I've experienced in the Marine Corps. The other point I want to bring up real quickly, Alex, is, you know, you say that these guys are getting out, becoming cops and our neighbors. I don't want people to think that just because somebody's been to war and they move in next door, they're going to come over and kill their kids and their dogs and cats, that kind of thing.
But I wouldn't mess with them. I wouldn't get in their face.
No, and you know what? You'll never have to, though, because they're not going to do that to their neighbors. That's not the kind of thing that I think we need to worry about. What we should do is, if you know somebody, befriend them. You know, thank them for their service. Make sure they know that they're appreciated. And I'm going to do my part as much as I can during this time when I'm publicizing my new book to make sure that people know what's happening and to let veterans know. Go get help.
Well, Colonel, give out the website.
Right now, I don't have one. I'm working on it.
Well, I mean, there's Skyhorse. Skyhorse has got one.
Skyhorsepublishing.com. You can absolutely go there. Check out my book. Amazon.com. It's everywhere. In all your local bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Borders, the small bookstores here in La Jolla, California, D.G. Wills and Warwick. So
well, Colonel, I think you're a fair person. I think you're an open-minded person. And from what I've read, the book looks very interesting, and people need to know what this war is really doing. It's not just something you do and forget. We'll be dealing with this for a long time, and parents should know your child serves 2, 3, 4 tours. They're never going to be the same, and no amount of macho-ness is going to stop what's going to happen to their psyche. Mike Rivero, anything else you want to ask the colonel?
No, I think that's about it. You know, we do have to be taking care of our kids when they come home. We have that moral obligation, even if we don't agree with the war. We have a moral obligation to take care of those people who put on that uniform and fight.
Oh, last thing, Colonel. Well, what all is I see in the news about felons getting hired in the military now?
Not in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, it's the Army that's doing it,
We don't take them. Doesn't happen. I don't care how bad things get, we don't take them. And let me throw a couple things out real quickly. There's the National Center for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. The VA set that up. The National Institute of Mental Health, Veterans Affairs. There are many, many resources out there for people that they should go and look at. Not just veterans, but their families. Their families need to know what the hell is going on with them. Look, what you just said about kids coming back, E.B. White said it best. The worst time to become a father is 18 years before a war.
Absolutely. Colonel, thank you so much for spending time with us. The book
My pleasure.
Is,
Thanks
you
for
bet,
having me.
You bet. From Baghdad to America, the first book, Lessons from a Dog Named Lava. Take care. God bless.
Thank you very much, Alex. Bye-bye.
You bet. Yeah. That's a nice guy, you can tell. I could deprogram him in one day. Hopefully somebody will get a hold of him and deprogram him. Can do that with Terror Storm and Truth Rising. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have launched the new PrisonPlanet.com. You can comment on all the stories. And we're going to be updating it even more in the next few weeks, expanding all the features. Listen, I don't even want to hype Truth Rising. I mean, what do I got to say about it? It covers the first responders, how the government covered up the dust. It covers 9/11 truth, confronting globalists and taking over their media events everywhere. And it's meant to energize more people to get involved in the fight. It's very well done. It's cinema verite. It's a new type of film for Alex Jones. You can order it right now. And it starts shipping out coming up July 5th. That's Saturday. And then that Monday, you can watch it instantly. Thursday night, we always put it up a little bit early to test people flooding into the servers. Thursday night into Friday, Truth Rising. It is 2 hours long and the extras. Ooh, we got to remember to upload the extras. Aha. Oh, they've already done that. Good. We're going to have a DivX version so you can burn it to disk and get it out to more people, not just to DVD. Listen, I'm asking you to spread the word about Truth Rising. We've got articles out. Kurt Nimmo wrote yesterday. Paul Watson wrote one today. Truth Rising, the blueprint for change. Help us get that out to everybody. I make an expensive film. This one only costs actually about $70,000 to make instead of the others that are like $150 now. But it's still professionally done. And then basically PrisonPlanet.tv members, you're just paying so I've got good servers to get it to you. And then you can go hog wild with it and make copies of it that way, or the best way, getting the DVD, which you can order right now at Infowars.com, and making copies from that. This film will be a success. This will spread the 9/11 truth revolution that's bringing the globalists to their knees. If we don't expose 9/11 as an inside job, they're going to continue to stage more events. Comprende? We are on the edge of 9/11 truth going supernova, really bringing the criminals down. People say, that was 7 years ago. Who cares? The point is they use it to re-engineer our society. It's the excuse for everything. You discredit that. You bring that down. You bring that lie down. We've already done it in most people's minds. But, I mean, we could get to the point of people going to jail. I mean, the whistleblowers are starting to come out. The leaks are starting to come out. People say, well, something this big, it'd come out. It has come out. Mike Rivero has been on 9/11 since day one, one of the few that's been credibly out there doing it since day one. We've got to commend him, whatreallyhappened.com. We're going to go to your calls in a moment. But, Mike, can you speak to how important it is to destroy the myth that is 9/11 for people that don't understand?
Well, as you point out, that is the root excuse given for everything that the Bush administration has done, taking us into Afghanistan, taking us into Iraq, now trying to take us into Iran. And, you know, it is now known that the plans to go to war in Afghanistan and Iraq were in existence before 9/11. In the spring of 2001, the U.S. government was going to other countries and saying, we're going to invade Afghanistan in October of 2001. Now, of course, we didn't hear that in the United States. We were getting all Gary Condit and Chandra Levy coverage nonstop on TV. But it was announced ahead of time. We were going to invade in Afghanistan, and right in September 11th...
You mean in August, yes. Because you said October.
No, we invaded Afghanistan in October.
No, I know, but I mean, you were, yeah, I know, but Bush had the launch orders on his desk the 2 days before 9/11, MSNBC. I was saying, you're right, previous to September 11th, they were building up for it.
Oh, absolutely they were. And, you know, the interesting thing is that September 11th happened exactly when the Bush administration needed something to happen to anger the Americans into supporting a war of aggression against a country that really hadn't done anything wrong to us, and worse, had swallowed up the Soviet Union when they tried to conquer the place. And, you know, the other part of this, of course, is, and most people have forgotten about this, one day before, on September 10th, 2001 is the day Donald Rumsfeld got up and admitted that the Pentagon had misplaced $2.3 trillion taxpayer dollars, and nobody ever found out where that went. Should have been the scandal of the century, but instead, 24 hours later, the World Trade Center was collapsing, and everybody forgot about the missing money.
Amazing. The White House is beating the drum for false flag, not just that they're going to attack Iran. Do you think the false flag will come after they attack Iran? They'll claim Iran did it. Oh, they had a nuke. See, it was true. It was Iraqi. Saddam smuggled it in. I hate to give them ideas, but I know how their brain works. You think they'll stage an attack before and say Iran did it?
If there is a false flag attack, I mean, if Israel goes ahead and does the bombing, then Bush doesn't need a false flag attack because Israel will counterattack, or rather, Iran will counterattack against Israel. And, of course, our kids in Iraq are standing right in the way of that. So we'll be in the war just by default. But if Bush wants to start the war, I think, you know, despite the fact that 9/11 is exposed as a hoax to most Americans and the rest of the world, I think they may try a false flag attack. Obviously, 4th of July this weekend is one target of opportunity. The Olympics in August is another. I note with some alarm over the last couple of days that History Channel and National Geographic Channel are just pumping out the terrorists this and anthrax that and oh, what a terrible thing, and biological warfare. And it's just the kind of hammering that we saw going on in the media before 9/11. In fact, I actually wrote about it in August of 2001. I said, we're seeing all these stories about this guy named Osama bin Laden, and he hasn't actually done anything newsworthy. It's just stories about what a terrible man he is, and it feels like a public relations run-up for something. And sure enough, in September 11th, as soon as the towers were hit, they were saying, ah, it's Osama, we must go get him. And I'm seeing a sense of that right now, where we're being presensitized to terrorist attack, biological weapons, and part of it, they're even admitting they botched, which is to say they covered up the anthrax letters investigation from 9/11, and they've got these ex-FBI agents writing for ABC trying to explain the fact that they didn't go after Philip Zak as simply a botch-up.
So how do you see this unfolding? I mean, I know you're not predicting, but how do you see the breaks? Which way could this go?
Well, one of two things is going to happen. One, because we're all talking about it, cooler heads might realize they're not going to be believed if they do a new false flag. And if they don't think they're going to be believed, they might call it off. But if they go ahead and do it, I would say it's probably going to be an anthrax attack, and they're going to dust an airport or some kind of an event so that it's we have sick people all over the country. Now, the important thing to remember about anthrax, and the reason it gets waved at us, it's actually a terrible weapon of terror. Because while the spores will infect people, people who are sick with the disease are not themselves infectious. So you don't have the risk of an uncontrolled runaway contagion going on. That's why anthrax was weaponized as a battlefield weapon. It only affects the people you dust with it and stops there. So it's great for battlefield use. Real terrorists would use something where the people who are sick with it will give it to other people, so that the targeted population is doing the actual work of infection. So I think the reason we're being warned about anthrax is it's a good weapon to fake a terror attack with, but there's no real danger of a runaway contagion.
And so we know the CIA's done studies on how to attack the U.S. population with it, and then it turned out it was the most weaponized U.S. strain ever, coated at a microscopic level with bentonite. They actually have machines that put little wings on each one of the spores. And so it was total U.S. That was later admitted. Hatfield just won $5 million for them claiming he did it, just like they claimed Richard Jewell did the Olympic Park, when clearly the evidence all points towards, we even know the name of the Israeli Mossad agent who was working in Fort Detrick. Can you speak about that?
Yeah, basically, there is actually a real suspect. His name is Dr. Philip Zak. It was reported in the Hartford Courant and a couple of other places that Dr. Zak was actually caught entering the lab where the strain of anthrax used in the letters was kept without authorization and after being fired from his job over a racially motivated attack against an Egyptian coworker. And
yeah, let's be clear. Then he's caught breaking into the Level 3 weapons lab. No, sorry,
right.
Level 4.
Yeah, it's a level 4 biocontainment facility.
For those that don't know, tell them what that is. I mean, this is barbed wire, minefields, three levels down.
Well, it's more than just that. Level 4 means that the pathogens they're dealing with in there are so dangerous and deadly, there is no vaccination, there is no cure. You know, this is where they keep the stuff like Ebola. Where
it's weaponized Ebola.
Wiper.
Weaponized
yes.
Anthrax, weaponized Ebola, weaponized smallpox. And you got Mr. Mossad running around in there, but go ahead.
Well, basically, this guy was caught going into that lab where the strain of anthrax that was found in the letters was kept. He went in there without authorization. He was caught on the security system, and yet the FBI, basically, they stayed away from him, and they put all the focus on Stephen Hatfield. They made his life a living heck.
And they claim he made it in a bucket.
And in a pond.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just absurd, and it's very obviously... for the FBI to go after Stephen with all of this ridiculous, you know, fairy tale claims while ignoring a guy who was actually caught literally with his hand in the cookie jar.
In the weapons jar.
In the weapons jar. Basically, you know, just proves it was a cover-up all along, and it was just part of the program to scare Congress and the media into total compliance with the war agenda. And the interesting thing is Dr. Zak never lost his security clearance. He's still working out at, I believe last I heard, he was at the Dugway Proving Grounds.
And nobody's watching him. I mean, look, it's like all these They've got 36 bioweapons labs they've built the last 5 years, and they've got all these eugenicists that run around giving speeches about how 90% of us need to be killed by airborne Ebola out of the 13 monkeys or something, and they just let them into weapons labs. Mike, it's just, ha, 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 it's so much fun.
Well, I guess there's a certain mindset that goes in there, but if you look back at the U.S. history of biological warfare research and how often they experiment on American people, we get a lot of that out here in Hawaii because we're out in the middle of the Pacific. They figure they can test things, and if there is a mishap, it's confined, you know, to the islands. It won't get back to the mainland. But they tested, Agent Orange was tested out here. We still have large
same
parts
thing,
of the islands that are deforested.
Same
we
thing
with students at UH.
Same thing with Singapore. They've done a lot of testing there because it's an island, but go ahead.
Yeah, when they were testing Agent Orange, we had a couple of students at the University of Hawaii who were involved in the research. They wound up, you know, dying from it. And, you know, they do. They test a lot of stuff out here. Now we're finding there's depleted uranium in parts of the island where it's not supposed to be.
Oh.
And
great. Stay there, Mike Rivera. I want to come back and talk more about that. Yeah, they're using DU and proving grounds all over the country and kills the troops, kills us. But, so what? You know, it's fun to die. You know, the government loves us.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Good morning. This is Jim Newcomer from Midas. July 1st, 2008. Gold's at $932.80 an ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $959.62, $472.60 for half ounce, and $236.30 for quarter ounce. That's $959.62, $472.60, and $236.30.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter Ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th, that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Mike Rivero is going to be leaving us here in about 5 minutes. Then we're going to have open phones for the rest of this hour. Then we got three We Are Changers coming on to the build-up for the new film, Truth Rising. And I'll cover a bunch of news in that next hour. Big stack here and some stack from yesterday I didn't get to. But your calls right now. Carter in Louisiana, you're on the air with Michael Rivero. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you very much. Pursuant to awakening everyone, listening to the Alex Jones show, I used to talk to my mother, who's got a master's degree in history, and I'd ask her a lot of stuff, and she would always ask me, what are you going to do with this information? And she didn't necessarily disagree with me about many of these things. And when Ron Paul started running for president, I immediately had a positive way in which I could get rid of my aggressive tendencies towards tyranny. For the sake of helping Ron Paul, because of the Nevada Rump Convention, Nevada had a Rump Convention, they had a quorum, and they've got the legal help, and at the Republican National Convention, Nevada's going to nominate Ron Paul. And that means that our man, our champion, is back on his feet, and he's in the ring. Okay? Now, there is an awakening issue that
Let me just stop you. The great tenacity of the Ron Paul supporters, you know, he told me during a break, not the last time he was on, but the time beforehand, he said, no, I'm probably not going to get the nomination, and I don't want people to revolt and take other people's delegates. So I went on air later and said, you know, Ron Paul told me this in this campaign to put out a press release saying, and people said, you're a liar, he didn't say it. So the next time I had him on, I had him say it on air that he indeed told me that. And all I'm telling you is you could go try to nominate him with one state and the few delegates Nevada has. He will not accept that, and the media will just ignore it because the majority of the nominations from the states of the delegates are going for McCain. And I think everybody thinking the revolution's all or nothing with Ron Paul is short-sighted. The Trilateral Commission is mad at Ron Paul because it's energized you, sir, you, Carter, and others like you, the activists. That's what really made it big. Not Alex Jones, not Ron Paul, not Mike Rivero, but you, the people, the foot soldiers on the front lines, that the young people aren't talking about communism or fake neoconism now as an ideology. They're discovering liberty. Mike Rivero?
Basically, you know, I think the fanaticism for Ron Paul was a reflection. I mean, first of all, Ron's saying a lot of the things we want to hear. But I think there is a major discontent with the current political parties and structure. And you know, going back to what your mother was saying about what are you going to do with this information, I think what we're dealing with is most Americans know what's going on. They're just convinced there really isn't anything they can do about it. And like your mother, their attitude is, well, if I can't do anything about it, why should I trouble my beautiful little mind with it, which is ultimately a very destructive kind of a mindset. But I think the reason the Ron Paul people were backing behind him is they're looking for somebody, anybody, who's pointing a way toward real significant change that is going to improve their lives. And I know Obama is using the word change and everything, but he really doesn't seem to be doing much more than very small adjustments to the course of the nation. And people are really, they're desperate for a major change of course to get away
from. Yeah, Carter, I mean, you're saying to us, what are you going to do with this information? And then you're saying, I'm going for Ron Paul. Yeah, that's what Carter's doing. And you got the new Liberty program they're doing. You got the march coming up the 12th. I mean, there's not a silver bullet. Ron Paul is not a silver bullet. I'm not a silver bullet. You're not a silver bullet. It's a movement.
Alex,
and Carter, the biggest, I understand. Well, you can put the call for help out in a minute. This is for all the other Ron Paul listeners out there. People tell me he's still in the race and I'm making stuff up. I mean, this has become delusional here.
Well,
what I'm saying to you is, is that we need to tell people the bankers are the ones raping them so they can't pose as saviors again to the next phase. I mean, I'm just trying to get us to where we can survive and not be in Soviet/Nazi/commie Chinese hell land. Go ahead.
I don't disagree with that, and I totally support everything you're up to. And I'm really an Alex Jones supporter. And anyway, well, the issue is at hand is there is a program out there called DVDsForDelegates.com, and it's DVDs plural for delegates.com, and it is a program that has identified every one of the state's delegates and alternates.
No,
and
I've seen it.
Okay, well, they're a little low on funding. And if everybody who ever gave a dime to Ron
Paul... And that's
Paul,
to get Ron Paul elected president. You're saying he's still in the race.
He is in the race. He is in the race.
Oh, my God.
He is in the race.
Carter, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I really don't have anything I can say to that. Ron Paul has ended his presidential campaign. He said he's not in the race. Oh, man. Hey, Mike Rivero, thank you so much for coming on with us, okay?
You got it. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. There he goes. I'll come back, take more of your calls. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Salk-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of Salk-based products. Not only Himalayan Gourmet Salt and Healy Bath Salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Boom. How about that tortures Jimmy Vaughn hearing me butcher the song? Hi, Jimmy.
Just as fast, I felt brand new. Oh, even
Look, I'm going to take your calls for the rest of this hour. Then I'm going to get in a bunch of news and have three We Are Change people on. L.A., Denver, and New York. We'll tell you the latest stuff going on in New York. Getting ready for the DNC in Denver and that big police state. And, of course, what's happening out in L.A. Masses of news coming up, but I want to get to your calls right now. Look, I don't want to be mean to Carter, because what happens in this movement is I'm not here to bash any group. I mean, I may not completely agree with some website or some talk show host, but if I agree with 80, 90% of it, and I think they mean well, I'm going to promote them and like them, and I'm friendly, and I'm not here to bash or tear people down. The problem is that favor is not returned. And, man, I got up on air a couple months ago when Ron Paul said, basically, he put a press release out saying, I'm not going to win now, but I'm going to keep spending the money in the campaign to educate people about our issues. And I read the press release on air, and people said, it's not real, it's a lie. And I said, listen, I don't lie to you. So the next time I got Ron Paul on, I was halfway thinking about it, and I asked him during a break, and he said, yeah, no, people should give their delegates, you know, to whoever they're spoken for. That means to McCain. We're not going to have a revolt. And I said, really, shouldn't you try to have one? Shouldn't you run for third party? And privately, I was lobbying him off air, and then we went off into some war issues and economy issues. And I went on air a few days later and said, well, Ron Paul, no. People were saying I was making it up, that he put out press releases, or they told campaigns in Missouri and other places to not take delegates from people that hadn't voted for Paul. And the people came out, prominent people in the grassroots movement for Ron Paul, and said, Alex Jones is a liar. I'd like to hear Dr. Paul say that, you little stinking liar. It's like everything else that I just had Ron Paul back on, and he just said everything I said on the show. Folks, my job's easy. All I do is tell the truth. All I do is tell what I believe. A lot of times I'm right. Every once in a while I'm wrong. I wish I was wrong about all this. I mean, and I've still got people mad at me because folks are telling me he's going to be president. That he's going to be nominated. Folks, we've moved past that now. We woke up, 30-plus million people, if you look at the numbers, woke up. The majority of the troops know about Ron Paul. He's the most popular Republican candidate, got 75 or 76. You can pull the number up. I know it's 75 or 6% of the Republican donations. People know about Liberty. But I told you, I said, listen, the problem with saying he's going to win and keeping the movement about that and not moving into fighting the NAU or the war, dollar devaluation, is that when he isn't president, you're going to, like, cult members. You know, these cults all the time say Jesus is coming next month on the 21st. And Jesus doesn't come next month on the 21st. And so then the cult might have had 10,000 members. They all freak out and leave and jump off cliffs or, you know, go start drinking whiskey and getting devil tattoos. I don't want you all being bummed out. And sure enough, nobody listened to me. Most people went and got bummed out months ago and admitted he wasn't going to be president and freaked out and went stumbling off into the desert thinking, you know, they're demoralized, there's nothing we can do. And then another big section of people just keep saying, he will be president. I've been on the street, and people pull over when I'm walking my dog and say, Alex, Ron Paul's gonna be president. I heard you saying it. You know, are you working for the other side? I'm like, no, Ron Paul said it's over. He's going to continue the Liberty Committee now, and they're going to do what I lobbied him to do, and I'm not saying I made him do it, but common sense, to go fight for these on these issues and spend that seed money to really expand the movement and build our base. The base has grown. We've had a great victory. Admit you've had a big victory. Pat yourself on the back. Don't snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Understand, we've had victory. You think Barack Obama runs anything? You think Bush runs anything? You think Hillary? You think McCain? It doesn't mean anything. It would have meant something if he'd have got in there. They would have isolated him, demonized him, and probably killed him. We did a great job, ladies and gentlemen, and it's about moving the ball down the field, and we moved it 25 yards or so down the field. We got a first down. and you're walking off the field. Part of you are walking off thinking, oh, he didn't become president. He didn't get the nomination. We lost. But the other half are thinking you already made a touchdown and walking off the field. And it really does become Kool-Aid time, Kool-Aid drinking time. And I'm not going to drink it, folks. I'm actually not that stupid. I mean, I'm actually smart about a few things, a few issues, common sense, politics. And I don't want to waste all day on this, but I'm not bad because I'm right. I'm not bad because I asked Ron Paul what he was planning to do, and he told me, and then I told you. I'm not bad that I proved he told me that. I'm not bad because I am telling you the presidential campaign is over. It's over. Okay? Want to do something, energize people for the march, try to get into the Ron Paul groups before they all dissipate, which a lot of them already have to a certain extent. A lot of folks were awake. It's just the energy's dissipating. I said get in there in February. I said get in, switch gears now, either announce you're running third party or totally switch into a political action movement to make signs against the NAU and the war, and this thing will go crazy, and Ron Paul could have been at the head of a steamroller. They were ready to do it. And that strategic blunder, folks, it is a blunder of the century. And I'm not knocking Ron Paul. We asked him to run. We asked him to do it. He was exhausted. His wife had a heart attack. Little did we know, even at that time, for 8 weeks, he was on in the hospital, folks, on a ventilator. Kent Snyder. 8 weeks. You know how painful a ventilator is? Shoving your lungs open and shutting them? All this stuff was going on. And so I'm just saying, I understand why when he was exhausted a few months ago, and I was saying privately, look, you got to do this now. You got to create some committee, a group, an engine, a foundation. You got to, while you've got your full power, didn't happen. Folks, how many things have I been right about? I mean, can I get any respect? Can anyone believe that I know what I'm talking about? I tell you what the Supreme Court's ruling is going to be. I tell you Limbaugh's going to endorse Hillary 5 years before it happens. I tell you all this crazy stuff that happens. I tell you the dollar's going to plunge 8 years ago. I tell you all this stuff because it's all right here. I told you the NSA runs the phone companies. I can read the Telecommunications Act of 96. I'm actually a scholar. Now, I'm not good at presenting it. I blow up. I get angry. I don't actually like being here, being on the air, having to bitch and complain about all this. I'm getting really concerned. Stuff is deteriorating faster than I thought. I always procrastinate and push things out a few years because I don't really take care of my own finances, my own issues, my own things in my life. I totally dedicate to this. And then I realize doom is approaching, and I haven't even gotten ready. And hell, that means having a log cabin on a piece of property, folks. I don't have that. I don't have anything for my family. So who knows, the next few months, there may be a few weeks where I'm not here, where I'm out getting ready, folks. Because a lot of you trolls and snipers and people that have all your favorites and the infighting, all this crap's going to end soon. You understand the real world is going to come down on you like 1,000 pounds of bricks. And, I mean, how could anyone criticize me? I mean, you can criticize me, but how could you criticize and say I'm bad? What are you talking about? I mean, how could anyone not know them by the fruits and everything we've done? Waking up millions, energizing, aggressively discrediting the enemy. Huge victories. I know how to win. I know how to beat these people. And everybody's going in 8 million different directions. And believe me, I've never tried to herd a pack of whatevers you want to say we are. I'm just here putting out info saying I'd like you to just take my information, hybridize it with yours, and go out and get aggressive and be positive that we can fight these people. That doesn't mean be positive about the outlook or positive about the economic or social or spiritual atmosphere. Because it's bad. But that's positive to admit how bad it is and then make preparations for it. Oh, it doesn't matter. This morning I saw a Bible verse. I'm actually trying to find it. right now about what the prudent man sees danger and hideth himself while the foolish continue on. It's actually up on Infowars.com. I was on that foreign Dutch newspaper, and they had that as a headline. Here, let me find it. You know, c'est la vie. Let me just click through here and find it. About the economy imploding. Here it is. Oh, I just skipped past it. Fortis Bank predicts U.S. financial markets meltdown within weeks. And on this big article that's got posted, this financial publication's got the Fortis link up there. I've already ranted about this enough, and I said I'd take your calls. While it's loading, we'll go ahead and talk to Frank in Missouri. Frank, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, my friend.
I want to let you know, Alex, I don't admire many people in my life, you know? But, you know, if anybody's worthy of it, you are. And I hope you truly understand the amount of love that we have for you out here in the United States. One comment and two questions. And my question is, will you post somewhere on your website a list of 9/11 unanswered questions in printable form?
Well, there is one. It's called The Smoking Guns of 9/11. Google it. We have posted that and other ones many times. We needed to have a more up-to-date 9/11 section. Here's the problem. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 web guys. It isn't enough. We need the capital to hire more, and then I've got to manage them and direct them. But we're getting a bigger office. I'm going to hire at least 2 new web people. That's what the money bomb was about. And, yes, we're going to have a better 9/11 section. We're going to have a lot of things that are better. I mean, I'll have an updated bio. I got a bio that's like 5 years old. I got links to things that are wrong. We just can't keep it all, you know, up. And I'm going to hire another IT guy. So we've got 2 full-time instead of 1. We're going to do the TV thing. We're trying everything we can, going right into the eye of a depression.
You know, I've been listening off and on here today, but I'll take my answer off here, but in the event of a war with Iran, who do you think will side with Iran? And once again, Alex, we got great love for you, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But listen, folks, when I'm bitching and complaining, it's not about me personally. It freaks me out, the state of my fellow humans. I mean, I freak myself out. I analyze who I am, what drives me. And then I realize that as bad as my outlook is on myself, a lot of other people, I just can't believe it. I mean, people think it gets to me when they criticize me and attack me, and it does, but not in the way they think. It gets to me because I know I'm good. I mean, I know that it's dirty rags to God, but I mean, I mean well. I'm going forward bravely, committed, and my God, if people can't see that, they don't have the discernment to know that, or they're just jealous that I'm well-known. I don't want to call it a curse, but it's not fun. I mean, believe me, I wish. I mean, I'm glad I'm in the position I'm in. I'm glad I chose the path I've chosen. But if it wasn't to, quote, save the world, you know, fight tyranny, defend the republic, then I wouldn't be doing this. And what was his question? I forget. He was asking, if we attack Iran, who would side with them? Well, I mean, Russia's going to condemn it. China's going to condemn it. They've sold them a bunch of missiles that'll really wreak havoc with the aircraft and the ships there in the Persian Gulf. Economically, the energy prices tripling will directly put us into a depression. The media will call that a deep recession. The globalists will stage a bunch of terror attacks. The Iranians might even fight back. That'll be called terror. Yeah, I mean, it just the best scenario is so horrible, I don't even want to think about it. And then the worst scenario, which is what it leans towards, is, let me tell you something, folks. If we have another depression like 29, I mean, these yuppies and people and the blue collar, everybody, they will rob you in a minute. The cops will rob you, just like they did in New Orleans. Raping, robbing. I mean, we are a degenerate, fallen society. Does that mean all of us are? No. But the good people are cowed and have been taught to shut up and taught to keep quiet. People think corruption's cute. They, you know, people are into it. They're into And you'll see some guy with devil tats reach his hand out at a red light, just throw a beer down, beer can in front of everybody. And you can just tell he's really into that persona. Or you'll see some steroid head cop strutting around acting real tough. And he's real into our good old boy on a Harley. And I'm not knocking Harleys. I mean, I'm just saying you're really getting into the persona. And they're just off in this la-la land. They're in control. And they're... I mean, folks, when things fall apart, you get a Mexico or you get a North Korea or you get a... Venezuela. But when they fall apart in a Rome, when an empire falls apart, it always goes back because there's a lot of spoils, and you always get mass killings, guillotines, mass slaughter, huge imprisonments. You know, I mean, stuff. The veneer of civilization is about 1/100th of a millimeter thick. It's a thin one roll paint job. It's white paint over a black facade. You can see the black peeking through, the dark side. And, man, you take that one pane of coat off, and it's just, it's law of the jungle. All you pampered people, I mean pampered cops, all of you. All of you think it's real cute, and you believe the lie, and you're the good guy, and the government's good, and all this is okay. You've been edged into it real slow. You have no idea. I have no idea. I read a lot of history, talked to a lot of experts, studied a lot of things. I got my instincts. We'll just leave it at that. I can imagine. I've had seen quite a few bad things happen, nothing compared to the type of stuff we'll see. And it's not going to be cute. I mean, let's say you're in a small town area. Immediately, if there's looting and problems and starving, you will see abusive behavior intensified by the authorities because in that climate of fear, the locals will grovel even more. And then it will get even worse. Do you understand? We're going to break, come back, and talk to Anthony, Jeff, Scott, Daryl, and others. Then we'll get our guest on about 10 after next segment, next hour. And then I'll cover some of the news, too. I promise I'm going to go over a lot of this news for you. That's why you better use the Internet today while you've got it. That's why you better get Truth Rising on DVD and make copies of it. That's why you better... I mean, we're going to put a DivX version up there with the extras, everything. You can burn straight to DVD till your computer catches on fire. Okay, you understand? This isn't about making money, folks. This is about stopping the terrorist.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying. Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Warning, the EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
People that want to eat your lunch. They could care less about you and your life, but they like killing people. If they can get control of your government, they'll use it to rape you. Well, that's happening right now. You understand, we're facing total economic collapse. The dollar is being destroyed. Nothing like this has ever happened before in this country. Everywhere else it happens, it's horrible. I mean, it goes from total breakdown, road warrior on the bad end, to just horrible third worldum on the good end. We're lucky if we become a third world cesspit. The public's so dumbed down, they're going to love being third world slaves. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Anthony in Nebraska.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Since we were talking about dogs with the lieutenant colonel, I got a few stories about how my cousin went to Iraq a year or so ago, and he used to tell me how his NCOs would just get bored someday and say, "Hey, guys, who wants to go blow stuff up?" You know, and whether it's an abandoned building or a dog, which is like one video he showed me was really horrendous.
Yeah, we only bring up the dogs because the humans have been brainwashed to not care about the videos of them killing little kids and women and families and shooting whole cars for fun. So we show them the dog, and they haven't been trained yet to hate the dog and want to kill it, the bloodthirsty psycho vampire people, the pro-abortion America,
mm-hmm.
who thinks we can kill 50 million babies, but then their sorry self's going to be safe.
Yeah, they really do not care. Like, one video he showed me, they put a blasting cap inside of a piece of meat and fed it to a dog, and it blew his entire everything off. Like, he was had no eyes, no snout, no nothing.
Yeah, there are hundreds of those videos, but I would guess he was showing you his own little internal enjoyments?
No, luckily, he's not one of those people. He was just caught there. He was just like, "Oh, what's going on here?" Oh, and he started recording it. He's not one of those.
He needs to put that video on YouTube.
Yeah, I have to talk to him about it again. But, yeah, man.
That's another thing. Anybody that's got this stuff, post it on YouTube or send it to us, and we will post it because this type of evil needs to be seen.
It was horrible, man. They kept the dog alive for another half a day, and he had nothing there, no snout or anything. It was gross.
But they kept him alive for the enjoyment of his pain?
Yeah, they would poke and throw sticks at it and stuff.
Mm-hmm, of course, the pleasure. Well, they're all going to be officers soon, so...
Yeah, they sure will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just lucky I was finally able to wake him up.
Okay, Anthony, I appreciate your call. I don't know if that particular case is a true story. That's the kind of stuff George Bush would do. That's the kind of things... There's videos of them killing dogs. There are videos of them shooting whole families. So you don't need to just hear the speculation of this caller who claims he saw that. Caller's probably telling the truth, but maybe not. It might be the screw the loose change people calling him with a fake call to then edit it together and claim that there's no killing of animals. Hey, it's over, guys. Sorry. You guys, everybody claimed it was a fake dog, and we all knew it was a real dog, and you've been caught now defending something like that, Michelle Malkin and the rest of you. Just totally despicable. But yes, if it does show them blowing the dog's head off, there's a lot of those videos, then it needs to be posted. The people that did it need to get in trouble instead of defending those type activities. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to call in and say to your listeners, you know, I've been blogging.
Hey, your phone's going down, brother. Are you on a cordless about 10 miles from the jack? Gotta let you go. Yeah, you can tune into the internet. There's about a minute delay, or the radio's a few second delay. You can hear that. Just call back if you can get in on a better phone line, sir. Couldn't even hear you. Okay, I'm going to take a few more calls when we get back from Scott and others. 1-800-259-9231. And then we got three guests coming up and a ton of news. Here comes the big fourth hour. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's go back to your calls. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what I wanted to tell you is my brother, one of his best friends is in naval intelligence, and he said that he's kind of freaked out because our ships are being tailed by China, and it's subs and ships, and he said that, you know, it's kind of freaking everybody out in the Navy that they're being tailed by China right now. So that's why I wanted to get your take on that.
Well, our government, our country doesn't exist anymore. We won't get it back unless we can admit that. All of our main assets have been transferred out of the country. The global elite has decided to side with China. We are to be a third world raw material area and a place to supply dumbed down kids from the inner city and the farms to supply the world government army. And so we're already been taken, so there's no need for China to do that. It's just letting us know we're slaves while we pick on defenseless Arabs and Muslims and Persians. Of course, they have the subs trailing the Navy aircraft, aircraft carriers, and that's just the end of it. And they pop up all the time and in the Yellow Sea and in the Pacific and, you know, most of the people on board are felon gang members, and most of them can't even hardly talk English, much less see submarines right behind them. And that's just what we are. We're a nation of just basically retarded people.
I got another question for you, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
The another thing is the HEART program. You know, we got the they've been warning us on the news about the hurricane season coming in play. What do you think about them using the HEART program? Because we know that it's been used.
We know they've controlled hurricanes declassified since 1967. Certified Naval Laboratories, Scammer Research Institute, Source Associated Press, a bunch of other newspapers. We broke it before it was in the news when it was declassified. We had the father of weather weapons on the show, and it's all easily controlled and manipulated through different antenna arrays and cloud spraying, and they're chemtrailing the sky and terraforming the earth into a new environment. God knows what they're doing, and that's just how it is to be slaves.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering about, you know, with the hurricane season coming in and knocking out the oil rigs that are on the coast, and with, you know, giving it more velocity to it, so it actually wipes out stuff to actually increase things.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Who's up next in order here? Nick in New York, you're on the air.
Alex. Hey, Alex, it's good to talk to you. Big thank you for everything that you do and all the We Are Change people out there. I can personally attest to seeing some of the We Are Change footage and being inspired and actually getting off my butt and doing something about it. We started the chapter here a couple months ago in Buffalo, and it's been going pretty good so far. It's good to know to actually get up and actually do something. We attended Bilderberg, and it was nice meeting you there. And it was a very empowering experience being at Bilderberg and, you know, knowing what's going on and actually using my voice and the presence to at least get out there and say, hey, we know what's going on, and we don't want it. We don't want it anymore.
It is empowering, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the people who aren't lobotomized with mercury and fluoride, or who would have been exceptional minds and are now just, you know, we're just average here under our brain damaging that the sicko freaks did to us. And we're just dealing with a bunch of brain-damaged people in black uniforms slobbering all over us, stumbling around, butchering all freedoms while they pour poison down their own children and inject their own families. And we know their masters are going to set off more attacks and carry out more events, and we're just desperately trying to scramble and rally whoever's got any soul or humanity left against the absolute destruction of our country with foaming, frothing idiots putting us in forced labor camps. Anything else you want to add?
No, it'll be great work, Alex, and We Are Change. Thank you very much.
God bless you. I appreciate that. We'll be right back with speaking on We Are Change.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them.
They're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror,
they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into the fourth and final hour today. I've got a lot of news I want to cover. And then, of course, we're going to have three different folks from We Are Change on with us for this hour. Pentagon will buy more satellites to do more spying, Associated Press. And their main new job will be tying the satellites in to the local police departments. Now, the local departments are being federalized, and through these FEMA centers, I read about that in 98, and they've now done it, and they track you in real time with your cell phone as a locator beacon off GPS triangulation with the cell towers. They also dial in, listen live time. The police are now being upgraded to that in many areas. They also follow the license plate scanning that tracks everyone where you're at all times, all part of being a slave. And you're debating whether they listen to your phones or not. How ridiculous. Google says they're using the cameras and microphones built into the computers to listen to you now. NSA's dialed in right now. They're watching me on the camera. I mean, if they want to pull up their computer program, they can, and look at me, say hi to the pieces of filth over there. All mainly shaved head mental patients who think they're patriots and conservatives. You're going to find out real soon. Your whole family's bankrupt. It's all your fault, too, scum, so enjoy your masters. They are now, as we told you 10 years ago, in Australia and England and places, harassing their populations with their country's spy satellites, which are really ours that they lease time from. Did you build a barn? Did you mow that yard? Did you cut a tree? Everything's micromanaged. They're now saying that they're going to micromanage with the new environmental police. They're going to live time launch more satellites that'll live time watch you. That'll even pick you up spanking your child in the backyard. They try to run out in the street. It's just you're going to be watched live time by the local departments with the spy satellites run by the Defense Department. So we'll go. It's already happening, but they're just announcing it to the slaves. Let's go to Anthony Yasha. He's done a lot of great work, even for me in affiliate relations up in Minnesota and with We Are Change Minnesota. They've gone and interviewed Jesse Ventura, about 3 minutes of an interview they did, sit down with him. Just a few weeks ago, was in the extras of the new film that's coming out, Truth Rising. So I thought we would recognize some of these people. And in a few minutes, we're going to have Brian Peterson, We Are Change Minnesota, also on Anthony Yasha. We are going to have Nathan Moulton, We Are Change Calgary, coming on. In fact, let's go ahead and get him lined up now. And Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change Colorado. In fact, I meant to get everybody on it one time, John. Do I have them? Okay, great. Fantastic. Let us now go ahead and say hi to everybody. First off, Anthony, We Are Change Minnesota. I want to congratulate you on the fine work you guys are doing. Tell us about when We Are Change Minnesota was founded and list some of the successes you guys have had.
Well, hey, Alex. We were founded a little over a year ago, actually, when McCain first came. Well, it wasn't the first time he ever came to town, but it was our first event where we actually all got together and went out. And McCain took the picture with us with the 9/11 Truth Now signs. And Catherine Statz, whose sister actually died at the Pentagon. And pretty much that was our first initiation into actually going out and confronting these guys. And since then, I mean, definitely we got in Conyers, a lot of our local senators and congressmen, Bill Clinton, Karl Rove popped out of his car a couple weeks ago, about a month ago, and took a picture with us with the Investigate 9/11 shirts. And just in the last month, I mean, we got a chance to talk to Donahue, Dan Rather, Amy Goodman, and just seems to be picking up speed the more we get out.
And now, Truth Rising, you haven't had a chance to see it yet. We'll be mailing you guys copies on Saturday with everybody else. What We Are Change Minnesota did really helped energize things. Let's go ahead and bring in Nathan Moulton, We Are Change Calgary. He's also tied in with 9/11 Truth up in Calgary. Nathan Moulton's been prolific with the folks up there, handing out thousands of Terror Storms loose changes, going into malls, Halliburton businesses, banner hangs over highways, but also going into Walmart and saying, attention, Walmart shoppers, 9/11's an inside job. Nathan, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. And I would just like to say that I love your work, and it's amazing that what really woke me up to 9/11 was your documentary, The Road to Tyranny. And now, from the actions that I have taken to spread the truth, I'm in one of your films, and I'm truly honored by that.
Well, thank you. Take a few minutes to talk about how you got involved in 9/11 Truth and what that saga's been like and about what's happening up in Calgary.
I just started looking into the events, and it became clear to me that it was an inside job, and I started going out to spread the truth, and we used a small little digital camera that just took little video clips, and me and a friend went out with a bullhorn, and we would walk down a mall and, or go into a gym and bullhorn 9/11 Truth, and then we made the video for your Push the Truth video competition, which we came in second place. And after I made a few videos, people in Calgary started contacting me, and the group here was formed.
Now, I mean, you guys never toot your own horns. You've had film showings. You've confronted all former prime ministers, leaders. I mean, you have been very prolific, and there's other 9/11 groups doing it as well. And, again, what's exciting is 9/11 Truth, We Are Change, other groups are getting really aggressive and taking over media events peacefully and making international news. Every day it's happening with the different We Are Change chapters alone. Imagine if Americans, period, on open borders or on the dollar devaluation or on the war did this tactic. The establishment won't be able to go anywhere and have their little photo ops. I mean, can you speak to how important that is? And jump in any time, Anthony. And then we're about to also bring in Jonathan Ellenoff, We Are Change Colorado.
Yeah, I think the confrontations are definitely important. And I think a lot of people know that 9/11 was an inside job but aren't taking action like a lot of the truth groups are. And I think that Truth Rising is going to be a very important film in the sense that it's going to show people how energizing and how exciting it is to get out there and to take action. And some of the people that were maybe halfway there will go full force just because of this new film.
I agree with you. But, I mean, run through some of the things, because getting sent all these hundreds of tapes from all over the country and the world, it becomes staggering even for me, who's focused on this all the time, to put it all in perspective, just how much you've done there in Calgary. Tell me about some of the other folks on the team and some of the things you've done.
Yeah, well, like you said, we had a screening of Endgame in Calgary a few months ago, and that went really well. The theater was full, and the reaction to the film was great. And we will definitely be having a screening here of Truth Rising when it comes out. And, you know, a lot of people made this come together, and it just shows what one person can get going in their town. I mean, Calgary, you'd think that a lot of people wouldn't really be involved because of the type of city it is. There's a lot of big oil companies. And, you know, it's just about showing people this information and getting them to take action. And what I try to do is put a unique spin on it so people will be, you know, interested in looking into it. And when we go out and hand out free DVDs, we get a lot of turndowns. But when we put a unique spin on it, like dress up like Santa Claus or whatever, we got rid of 200 DVDs in less than 30 minutes.
Man, that's exciting. Let's go ahead and bring in Jonathan Ellenoff, We Are Change Colorado. Now, that's particularly important this year because we've got the DNC coming in, and ABC News is reporting the protesters, anybody that doesn't love the pro-war, pro-world government, pro-destruction of our U.S. sovereignty Democrats, the other side of the New World Order wing, you're going to be in a big caged-in free speech zone, aren't you? I thought the Democrats were against that and were so liberal.
That's right. We Are Change Colorado's been doing an excellent job out here. We've been tracking what's going on, the buildup for the DNC. We just recently tracked the black helicopters, the urban warfare drills, bio warfare drills, and the pandemic drills. I just released an article today on truthalliance.net. Hopefully we can get it out to the people. We've found yet another group planning violence at the DNC that actually you go to their website. This new group is actually completely open about their, they call themselves anarchists. They
guaranteed it's led by cops. Listen, folks.
The whole thing is disgusting.
Well, tell us about it. They've been caught, mainstream England, the cops staging riots to stop protesters when Bush was there a week ago. They have been caught in Canada, in Ottawa, red-handed and had to admit it. And they're just criminals. They just think it's good to go out and beat people up so the cops can attack the women and children in strollers. Go ahead.
Exactly. And the articles I wrote about some of the groups here in Denver really hurt a lot of the movement that was planning violence. And a lot of the members of some of those groups broke away, and actually we destroyed one group entirely. They broke away, came out and claimed transparency and peace and this and the other, and there's a new group called Alliance for Real Democracy, and they're claiming peace and this. But they've banned We Are Change from joining them, and we went to one of their meetings to ask them, what's the reason? They said, well, you guys caused us to change our image and do all this work, and I said, well, isn't that a good thing? And they said, well, we're progressive radicals and you guys are on the right. And we said, we're not on the right or the left, man. We're trying to break the paradigm. So we immediately, started waking them up, and then we started talking to people around there. And there's a group called Unconventional Action that's running this group. And just like before, Alex, unconventionalaction.org, it's in the article on truthalliance.net. Right on their website, they call for violence. They call for property destruction. They're open about it.
Well, that's got to happen. The cops have got to run those ops to discredit the First Amendment in America to make sure that that makes the Democrats then look like the good guys. You got to demonize the people. They're so close to bringing the country down and getting what they want, and they've just got to destroy freedom, so that's their number one goal. We Are Change, Minnesota, Colorado, Canada. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop. at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Of course, the cops that dress up like anarchists and lead little 10-man, 20-man squads of Ford Foundation and other foundation, oil company foundation, literally, groups. You ever heard NPR? It's all oil companies. Pew Foundation, the rest of it. Pew Charitable Trust, that's ExxonMobil. They dress up and they think these protests are bad. Saying, American... We're going to go out and beat the cops up and stage fights so we can... I got video of them in Portland. Peaceful crowd doing nothing. Open fire on with rubber bullets. Walk right over to baby carriages and spray babies and say, shut the F up, lady. Don't bring an effing baby to a protest. Just a cop in a Darth Vader outfit. Now I'm supposed to lick his boots and, oh, he's a good officer. And, oh, I love him so much. We got all these great YouTubers. Grab me talking about this right now and go get the video of that guy doing it. Show people. You know, I've had enough. You understand? I'm done. The government's criminals raping the country. And I want to bring in the other We Are Change guys to comment on this. But yeah, We Are Change isn't just, and the truth groups and activists and whatever group you're in. You're here to fight the New World Order. Liberals, conservatives, whatever paradigm they're carrying out. And the liberals carry out one part of the attack on liberty, and the Republicans carry out the other attack. That's the pincer attack. And there is We Are Change Colorado, and it was on these people's websites, and it turned out the people heading them up were connected to the government and other ops in the past. Going back to Jonathan Elinoff, and then Nathan Moulton and of Canada, We Are Change, and Anthony, jump in any time, guys, to comment on this. But this is an example of what... You're doing not just with 9/11 Truth, but this overall attack on every liberty we've got.
Yeah, Alex. You know this DNC is going to be. I've got people in our group that are preparing to leave town. They're so worried about violence. We tracked these urban warfare drills. I don't know if you know much about what's been going on here, but. The Denver Office of Emergency Management is planning for mass evacuations of the city during the week of the DNC. Now, they did not communicate if there's any intelligence of a threat. They haven't said, you know, some are saying maybe there's a false flag.
Now you know Nixon wanted to bomb his own Republican convention. This is even on Frontline now. And blame it on anti-war people. And, of course, that's now declassified. But go ahead.
You got it. You're hitting right on target. I've now shown four groups. Publicly talking about not just property destruction, but violence, massive agitated protests that include demands beyond anything that's, I mean, radical.
And again, I want to be clear here. This is what We Are Change is doing. And other 9/11 truth groups, we're going out and exposing provocateur actions. We're preemptively preempting the secret police from staging events. Jump in here and comment on how important this is, Nathan and Anthony.
Yeah, it's absolutely important. And here, up here in Canada, you got all these neocons talking about how Canada is the only country that hasn't been hit by a major terrorist attack, and it's only a matter of time before it happens. You know, I have police on tape saying the same thing and saying that we need more surveillance cameras to fix the problem.
It's just incredible. Any comments on that, Anthony? We Are Change Minnesota? Because, Anthony, you've got the RNC coming up there.
Yeah, we were... the RNC really hasn't been making too much news either lately, and we've kind of been worried about maybe what's going to happen up here and stuff. And we were actually at an event this last week, which the St. Paul chief of police said actually, I mean, he's going to be running a lot of the stuff during the RNC, where he kind of caught us off guard, where he actually was telling the local Fox reporter here that if he wanted to get real news or real coverage of what's going on in the world, that he needed to pay attention to We Are Change. And we haven't got a chance to follow up with him, but we're very glad, and we're hoping that he's possibly a listener of your show. Cause
what happened? You met with a police chief, and he said go to We Are Change for the real info?
We were going to have an interview with a Fox 9 reporter here, and he was finishing up an interview with the police chief, St. Paul police chief, and as he was finished wrapping up his interview with Fox, he told the reporter that if he wanted to get real news, that he needed to watch We Are Change. And the guy, I mean, you could tell he didn't like hearing that. But
my God, this means, see, you got some good cops. We need to call the St. Paul, Minnesota police chief and ask him what's going on. There are some good cops who do care about the country, and... But either they're with us or they're with the terrorists. And when I say that, I'm serious. That's not a joke, folks. I mean, the police need to figure out this isn't a joke. This is the real deal.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job.
How dare you?
Otto, what do you think about the comments of Jesse Ventura on 9/11?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
I'm going to be honest with you out there. If I sound bitter and mean and upset, I am. I mean, I only wish FBI people, military people, police, school teachers, black people, white people, Hispanics. I got my head screwed on straight. In that I know that you doing well means I'm going to do well. I'm not an envious, jealous person. I am a very open, loving, good person. I'm also very primitive. I am vicious. At least I've been in my past. I mean, I literally, so many people have these personalities where they're one way or the other. I mean, I've got the whole ball game and in extremes. And I know a lot of you who are got more love and more passion than I got. But, I mean, I only want what's good for people. And I know the vaccines are hurting people. I know we're losing our liberties and freedoms. I know criminals run the government at the highest levels and stage the attacks. I don't think. I know. And I know for new listeners, this also sounds like a really extreme, crazy show. But compared to what's your favorite color and all the bull you hear on regular talk radio, I mean, look. Folks, you understand the dollar has already been devalued by 60%+. You understand mainstream news is talking and major governments are talking about a depression. That isn't cute. I am mad. But I'll tell you this. I thank God every day that I get to associate with people like Anthony and the other folks we've got on the line. Mr. Moulton doing a fabulous job. Jonathan Elinoff, just and all the 9/11 truth groups and all the 9/11 blogger and the Truth Action folks and Cosmo and then all the architects and engineers and whistleblowers and Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura and German defense minister and a highly respected Italian president. And I mean, there's just all these people. I mean, this is history. And it's not fun for people like, how dare you say that about your government? Like, it's fun to come on the air day one and say it's an inside job because you know it is. And to lose 30% of your radio stations that day. And to have people hating you and threatening you and, you know, have people, other patriots down at the TV station, scream at me in the hall and say, I agree with you on everything else, but you better back off on this. I mean, you think it's fun to thumb my nose at the New World Order? You think it's fun with these killers? I believe everything I say about them. I know they do it. This isn't a game for me. It isn't a game for We Are Change. It isn't a game for any of us. This isn't about being the patriot celebrities. This is war. And they've got most of the good people neutralized, kind of on the sidelines. They don't trust anybody. And then you've got some people serving the evil, and you've got a lot of people serving evil because they know it's evil, and they've decided through fear, not just through wanting power, to go ahead and kiss up to the dark side. Not me. You know, people think there's only fight or flight. Fight, flight, hiding's a type of flight. But fighting is really the ultimate form of flight. I mean, I remember the times in my life where 3-4 big guys, and this is how I grew up in Dallas. Thank God Austin didn't like this, but I grew up a lot of rough stuff. People beat the hell out of each other all the time for no reason. There was more crime there. And I happened to see a lot of rough stuff. And I remember, you know, the times when I really could just go all the way with somebody. I mean, just almost unlimited strength was when I had my back up against a wall. And they were big guys. And every time that happened, people went to the hospital and lost IQ points for life or worse. And it's the same thing we face with this New World Order. We don't have a choice. But the few times I got in a fight with somebody and it was 50-50 whose fault it was, is the times I got my ass kicked, excuse the French. Because you got to be a man in the right, folks. Just like that Texas Ranger saying in a picture I got in here, a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right who keeps on a-coming. And that is the difference here. And we are dedicated, we are committed to this because we know we don't have a choice. And I just wish I could impart to most of the people in our movement, not most of the listeners or your local activists, but the people who run a lot of other sites and news things, so much of it is just backstabbing rottenness. If you go to a website and they're spending all day fighting with each other and all day saying who the best is and all day criticizing other people, or this is disinfo, that's disinfo. Folks, that's disinfo. That's government operations. But some often, it's not even government operations. I have to admit, it's just that we're a rotten society. Just because people on the New World Order side are bad doesn't mean that people who've woken up and don't like the New World Order doesn't mean they're not rotten either. I mean, we really, and you know, I'm rotten to a certain extent. I get really nasty and angry. I'm in a disgusted mood right now. You think I'd be happy gold's exploding right now? Oh, I've been proven right again. No, I'm very upset right now. Dude. It's kind of like a kid's out in the street and a Mack truck's coming and it's 500 yards away going 80 miles an hour and it's going to be here in about 30 seconds, 25 seconds, however long it takes, and you're telling a little kid, get out of the street, get out of the street. You're trying to drag them out of the street now. It's 10 seconds away and they're fighting you. And would you be mad at the five-year-old? You're absolutely right. You grab the kid by the arm, they bite you. You pick them up in your arms, they bite your shoulder. You're trying to get them out of the street so the truck doesn't hit them. And, I mean, I'm sitting here watching, and, I mean, it's like 500 yards away now. You think the economy's bad now? You've seen nothing. And I want to get your comments. We Are Change, all of you, on that. First off, Jonathan Ellenoff, We Are Change, Colorado. Just all of this impending meltdown, it's hard to hear, but it could get so much worse, and it looks like it is. It's more important than ever to have you guys out there.
We're prepped. We have contingency plans. You know, we just hit a 400-member mark a couple weeks ago at We Are Change Colorado's mailing list. We have about 60 dedicated direct activists. We got a We Are Change Pueblo that's starting and a We Are Change Colorado Springs. And we have a Boulder group that's already been started. They're not as visible yet. And I can tell you right now, we've got contingencies for you name it. We're ready for, we've been waking people up now for a year. And we hand out 800 DVDs a week without fail. I mean, I'm just glad to know the people in this movement. I feel like I've met my brothers.
And let's not forget, from Colorado to New York to Canada, the cops walk up and say, don't hand videos out on a street corner. Don't talk to people. You got to have a permit to talk to people and have five of you standing here. By the way, we're going to go ahead and arrest you. We're going to go ahead and cite you for standing on a Denver street corner, or, hey, we're going to say you got bombs. We know you don't have bombs. Now, that's the kind of stuff that is in Truth Rising, and people need to see this testament. They need to know what people are doing to defend them. Go ahead.
Alex, I don't know if you got a chance to see on wearechangecolorado.org. It should still be up there. I went through the archived videos, and I remembered this. We went through and found it. We were on 16th Street Mall where one of our members, Roth, got arrested for handing out DVDs. And some local security guard had called the cops on us and said that handing out DVDs was illegal. And this was three and a half, four months ago. Cops showed up. We had the cop on camera, and he says it's protected by the First Amendment right. It's at the same exact location where Rob got arrested. I posted both videos for everyone to see that the police.
And that's a good officer. And that's a good officer. But then the other ones come and stomp on your rights in the middle of downtown.
And they lied. They completely lied, and they didn't even begin to represent the law. They had 17 cops that showed up. It kind of looked like they were trying to provoke something, because all 17 cops, they had a whole bunch of cars. They made a big scene. They showed up, and then they had cops standing at all the corners next to all our guys, looking at them, staring them down in the face. And then they start arresting Rob, and Rob was completely cooperative. And it just kind of from...
God, that's like a Nazi Germany, man. Let's go to Moulton, Nathan Moulton, Moulton Productions. You can just Google that, all the great stuff he does. We Are Change Calgary. What have you run into with your police up there? Have they been a little bit more observant of free speech?
Mainly what happens to us is we get ragged on for filming, and in almost every instant
Hold on, filming on the street while they're got surveillance all over you? Go ahead.
Exactly. There'll be a surveillance camera right over their heads, basically, and they're telling us that we can't film on a public street. It's like they don't even know what our rights are, and they're telling us what they think it should be.
I wonder how they get a cop. I wonder how they get cops in Canada or Texas or anywhere to dress up like anarchists and hit other cops so they can attack old ladies with billy clubs. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Moulton.
Yeah, and they're changing everything to black now. We got black helicopters flying around Calgary, and that's just the main police helicopter that's flying around every day.
But there's no doubt they're the bad guys. They're telling you you can't videotape in America or Canada. This is bull. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's just crazy. They're giving tasers to transit police officers, and they got police officers riding the train. But like you guys said, there are a lot of good officers out there. We're not saying all cops are bad, but there's just a lot of them that don't know what they're talking about.
What do you say to them when they walk over and say, we're going to have cameras everywhere, but you can't have a camera in Canada, slave. This is the Soviet Union. Turn your camera off.
I say, I have every right to be filming here. You can't, you know, look at, you guys got cameras all over the place, and you're telling me I can't film right here? This is supposed to be free Canada. And it's like Canada is just becoming a hellhole lately.
Try flying in there if you're not a Canadian. My God, it's unbelievable. I got a big story about a U.S. cop beaten, tortured, kept for a long time. That's from WorldNet Daily right here. By the Canadian nut jobs, that and the Canadian people are great, but those, but your people at the airports, those customs people are like psychopaths, screaming, yelling, laughing. You're going to jail. You're going to spend years in our jails. In black uniforms. I mean, it's just, oh God, help us. I want to take some phone calls here in just a moment, but you chime in, Anthony, from up there in We Are Change, Minnesota. What's happening with police up there, other than the St. Paul police chief saying We Are Change has got the info?
Well, we've definitely, last couple months here, turned our focus. We're definitely trying to get the public more aware, doing our street actions and stuff, but actually taking the time to talk to police. I mean, there was John McCain came through about a week and a half ago, did two speeches, one in Minneapolis and one in St. Paul. That's where we actually talked to the chief, but between the two events, they probably had no less than 600 cops, and between the two events, probably no more than 300 people tops in the actual offense. And like I said, we spent most of our time not covering the BS inside that he was preaching to everybody in there, but actually going out and informing the cops and just standing there and talking to them. And they literally did kind of the Imperial March where they kind of, as soon as his motorcade was going to leave, they walked over and blocked us off with a wall, and couple of our members just kind of, I don't know, intuition just started humming the Imperial March theme song, and you could just see the look on some of the police's face that they just kind of made them stop and think about what they were doing there and why they're protecting something like this, and we made it a point.
Well, they just act like anybody with a camera, anybody with a protest sign is, oh my God, in America or England or Canada, the citizens are talking. Oh my God, it's their terror. It's so scary. Just amazing. Let's go ahead and take some calls here. John in Idaho, then JJ, Dave, and Dana. Go ahead.
Say, something I never hear talked much about. We got a little group here in Lewiston, Idaho, but I stumbled across this site one day, and it somehow I got turned on to it, that a police car was crushed by a jet engine, one of the jet engines that were attached to the plane that hit the South Tower. So I did a search for jet engine crushes police car on 9/11. There's this site, and all these experts are saying, that wasn't an engine from a 767, it's from a 737. Military guys, aircraft experts, all fire department guys.
Yeah, that might be a good point to put in the film. I'd forgotten. I remember seeing that once, yeah.
Yeah, all you got to do is jet engine crushes police car on 9/11, and it pops right up. And if that, in fact, is true, the FBI supposedly took that engine. Nobody's seen it since.
Well, the firefighters and police said they found all three of the black boxes, and then they said they never found them because they don't want you hearing what's on them.
Right. Well, my point is that if it's true that that was an engine from a 737, that proves cover-up. And that's what brought down Nixon. That's what's destroyed a lot of politicians. That could, you know, be another major smoking gun that I'd really like to see people start saying, hey, look, we got proof here that they're lying.
I hear you. I appreciate your call from Idaho, John. Yeah, all of you, briefly chime in as I want to take some more calls. I mean, to see the parabolic, straight-up growth of 9/11 truth, and the fact that those that are still in denial are like, well, nobody believes that. And you can show them polls of 84% saying they believe they've been lied to, 36% 2 years ago saying pure inside job, 54% saying they believe the government's involved. Depending on the poll, I mean, we got about half the people thinking inside job, and the other half are starting to question.
Yeah, that's right, Alex. There's I didn't know if this was on topic anymore or not, but we've got a film coming out for We Are Change Colorado with Corey Rowe and Jason Burmes. Love to show it to you, Alex. And we're covering a whole prior knowledge. I wrote and directed it of 9/11, a whole angle that I'm trying to get out there, which is...
Say that
really
again. You've got a film coming out with who?
I've been working with Corey Rowe and Jason Burmes. And I don't know if Jason's talked to you about it at all. Core Corruption is the name of the film. And I've been working on it for a year and a half. And it is basically... I cover that 737 engine story in there. I've covered a lot. I use Microbarrel stuff. I used your stuff. Your site is excellent. I've always accredited your work.
Well, that's great.
And,
no, he told me something about that. I'd forgotten about it. I've forgotten so much. It's amazing. Or you refreshed my memory.
Well, hopefully we can get this information out there. And I didn't know if it was still on target for this or not, but Anthony in Minnesota there, We Are Change, I think, is that right?
Yeah.
The RNC... welcoming committee. If you get a chance, go to truthalliance.net. We support Alex Jones, always have. Love. I mean, we love you, man.
You don't have to preface that every time you say it. I got you here to plug your website, man. I don't care.
Well, cool. I mean, if you ever go to truthalliance.net, those guys all over the site, you know.
No, that's fine, but I'm not like the other activists and radio shows where I care if people plug their stuff. That's why you're on the show.
Right on, man. Well, cool.
Just go ahead and make your point, though.
By the way, those are... that RNC hosting committee, if you check out that article I posted on truthalliance.net, it's there right now. There's two groups that are planning to be violent there. I mentioned them. So you should get on that, contact them. If you can go get a camera on them, ask them questions. Seriously,
it'd be even better maybe to not neutralize the cops and not let them know in their intelligence group that we know and catch them again like we've caught them in England, Canada, and the U.S., catch them. I mean, and catch them provocateuring and then pull out and then get them that way. Because it's real, a few more times catching them, the public's finally figuring out their wicked game. Okay, let's take another call. JJ in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good. Welcome, JJ.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller, and I really enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I've been writing papers and sending them out all over the Internet, and I put Endgame in the last one so they know who the Bilderbergs are and stuff.
Good, sir.
And,
what's on your mind?
I got a different take than you have on all this New World Order and all this kind of stuff, because I've been studying for like 30, 35 years.
But, I mean, so you're saying you have a different take because you've got a different perspective on it. Well, let's come back and get your quick perspective on that. We'll cram in Dave and Dana. Got to move quick, though, and I want to thank all the We Are Change guys. They'll ride shotgun with us until the end. There's a new prisonplanet.com. You can comment in the articles. Get in there, just like InfoWars.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, fishing, desert survival, and much more. Visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online for the low price of only $19.95 each. You can also purchase the entire 24 DVD Hoods Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with a worse toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Okay, and as the Republican Democratic conventions unfold, we'll have We Are Change Colorado, We Are Change Minnesota on to report on the ground for us. We have other activist groups there, too, with their perspectives. Going back quickly to JJ in Florida. Okay, JJ, give me your different perspective on the New World Order.
Well, definitely a New World Order being constructed right before our very eyes. But I just think that that's the Antichrist system that's going to envelope the world. And, you know, he's probably lurking in the Bilderberg group or, you know, lurking in there, maybe just a little guy that nobody really knows yet until, you know, that's what I've been studying. My dad got me involved with it. And, you know, the fight is on, definitely. But I'm fighting for souls. And, that's just my take. I love the work you do. I agree with 90% of it. They're definitely building the New World Order, but the Antichrist will seize control of it. And he will come to power for a short season.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate your call. Here's the deal. Most of the Christians are bought and paid for by government foundations through their churches, and they're thinking evil is good now and wars are good, and the Bible says the Antichrist will say he's Jesus. Okay, he won't run around with horns on his head, and that's what I see happening. They could say Jesus came back and says kill the Iranians, and they'd say, oh, we love you, Jesus. See, that's the whole point. The church will be deceived. And then the modern Schofield Bible came in and made up a bunch of stuff. I'm not going to get into that whole debate. I just know Christians aren't doing their job exposing evil and fighting it. Most of them aren't. And there's kind of a cop-out of, well, the Antichrist is coming. This is going to happen, so what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to warn people I'm going to fight evil. Let's real fast go to Dana in New York. Dana, you're on the air with three great We Are Change guys. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to say I really appreciate the work that you're doing and all the gentlemen from We Are Change. I have a real quick question. Before, someone had mentioned they were showing screenings in their local area. I was wondering if anyone could give me any tips or some websites that might facilitate in showing, you know, going about how to acquire the venue to show it, and as far as advertising, or maybe, you know, targeting some, you know, some more influential people in our neighborhoods that could come and view these things. You know, people with influence can make things happen a lot quicker. It gives a lot more credibility. It's so overwhelming for a lot of people that they just want to turn away from it in denial. So any information on how to set that screening process
up? Sure. Dana, I hate to cut you short. Maybe not even time to get to Dave in Canada, and I apologize. I'll try to have more open phones tomorrow. Some big guests coming up the next 2 days before the 4th. You just call around to the art house theaters, and for a local showing with not much media, get one with 100, big city, maybe a 300, 400 theater, and then you set it a month out, and you usually rent it, and you shouldn't, you know, pay more than, say, $200 for a 150-person theater, $400 for a 200, 250-person theater, and then you should be able to sell tickets to make your money back to do that, and then you just show the film there, Usually you got to tell them you got the rights to play it, and that gets into a whole other issue. And then you get it advertised. You go on local talk radio. Hey, locals are going to show a film saying the 9/11 is an inside job. I mean, that's a basic process. Or you can show it usually at different government buildings for free, rent them out, then you know promote it or set aside the time. That's a whole other subject. We got to do shows or have websites on that. We just don't have the personnel to really have websites on it. I want to thank We Are Change Minnesota, We Are Change Colorado, and We Are Change Calgary. I want to thank Nathan Moulton, Jonathan Elinoff, and Brian, and, of course, Anthony. Anthony, all of you, real fast. Anthony, give out We Are Change website.
MNChange.org.
MNChange.org. Nathan Moulton.
Calgary911Truth.org.
Say it again.
Calgary911Truth.org.
Thank you. And Jonathan Elinoff.
WeAreChangeColorado.org.
Okay, I'm out of time here. Thank you so much. Retransmission starts now at Infowars.com. Pre-order Truth Rising now. Retransmission starts right now on the internet streams. If you missed any of the big guests earlier today, at Infowars.com. If not, I'll see you back live tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit.